$50 million. But the biggest fear for the city was being unable to meet its payroll of city employees by the next payroll date of August 15th. Vendors who also perform city services not being able to be paid.
In Pennsylvania, Scranton's mayor slashed city workers' pay to the federal minimum wage of $7.25 an hour. Hillary Rodham Clinton has become the first U.S. Secretary of State to visit Laos in more than 50 years. She met with the communist government's prime minister and foreign minister as part of her week-long tour of Southeast Asia. This is NBC News Radio. In the House today, representatives will once again vote on repealing President Obama's health care reform law. NBC's Brian Moore is in Washington this morning, watching this one for us.
Hi, Elaine. It is strictly for show, but it plays to the base of both parties.
We're standing here for the American people against the largest middle class tax increase in the history of the United States.
Democrats point out this is the 31st House vote on Obamacare.
One definition of insanity is doing the same thing over and over again and expecting a different result.
Even if it passes the House, it'll never make it through the Senate. Mitt Romney will talk economics today at the annual NAACP meeting in Houston. President Obama will hold a closed-door meeting with congressional Democrats at the White House. And it was a giant blowout for the National League in the annual All-Star Game. The National League team shut out the American League 8-0. I'm Lynn Berry, NBC News Radio.
Newman, where's Shipley with my cost analysis?
She's homesick, Mr. Fernwell. I'll handle it.
Ooh.
Oh, no, are you sick too, sir?
Newman, last time you did the cost analysis, it wasn't pretty. Call Bob from AccountTemps.
Oh, I never get to do any of the important stuff.
Okay, you can do payroll.
Yes! What's that?
On second thought, Bob from AccountTemps could handle payroll, too.
Bob.
Call AccountTemps for your temporary accounting and finance needs. 1-800-803-8367. AccountTemps, a Robert Half Company.
For a while now, Exxon and Mobil have been talking about clean. But what exactly does clean mean? Well, it means all Exxon and Mobil gasoline is specifically engineered to help remove harmful deposits. It means our gasoline helps clean your intake valves, your engine runs smoother, and reduce emissions. It even means it helps improve fuel economy. At Exxon and Mobil, clean means gasoline that works smarter for you. Learn more at fuelprogress.com. Exxon and Mobil. Think clean.
It didn't even take 140 characters for Twitter's boss to make it plain. The social blogging site has no immediate plans to start trading shares publicly. Chief Executive Dick Costolo tells the LA Times Twitter has a truckload of money in the bank and will remain a private company for as long as it wants. His comments come just weeks after rival Facebook went public in a high-profile IPO debacle. But Facebook is still making deals. This time it's working with NBC to promote the Summer Olympic Games. The New York Times says Facebook users will be reminded about NBC's coverage of the London Olympics, and viewers of NBC will be nudged to talk about the games on Facebook. There even will be a Facebook talk meter occasionally shown on TV to reflect what's being said online. After a fourth day of losses, Wall Street gets back to work today ahead of the release of the minutes of the Fed's last meeting. There are hopes that recent weak job data will provide the Fed to make more stimulus moves. S&P futures higher by 3, NASDAQ up 4, Dow gaining 27. I'm Steve Podisk in the newsroom at MarketWatch.com.
Safe Light Repair, Safe Light Replace.
Ryan, technician with Safe Light Auto Glass.
So you think all auto glass companies are the same? Well, they're not. With Safe Light, you get more. Every windshield we replace is backed by a national lifetime guarantee, keeping you covered wherever you are. Plus, Safe Light has more glass in stock than anyone, so we can get to you faster.
Just tell your insurance company you want Safe Light, or call us at 1-800-800-2727, or go to safelight.com.
We're not sure what some banks mean when they say,
"How can I help you?"
Because whenever you ask for their help, it's always,
"That's not in our policy, sir."
And then they need to
transfer you to a supervisor
who is
currently assisting other customers.
And after all that, they say,
"Your business is extremely important to us."
At Ally Bank, we give you live, knowledgeable customer service any time of day or night. Products designed to help you, and no ridiculous fees. That's how Ally helps. Ally Bank. No nonsense. Just people sense. Member FDIC.
Every day, businesses lose critical customer and financial data as a result of cybercrimes, human errors, and natural disasters. Barracuda Networks, the world leader in content security, application delivery, and data protection, with more than 130,000 customers worldwide, can help. Barracuda Backup Service combines local backup and deduplication for rapid restores with data storage in the cloud for fail-safe disaster recovery. Protect your critical data. Visit Barracuda.com/backup to try Barracuda Backup Service free for 30 days. That's Barracuda.com/backup.
Hey, this is Mike Rowe talking with Jim Twitchell, a real live Ford senior master technician. Can the work save me money on gas, yes or no?
Yes, by making sure that your car is in optimal running condition, you save yourself fuel.
Get the service you need and save money on gas. $29.95 or less after $10 mail-in rebate at your local Ford dealer.
Can you think of one good reason why somebody wouldn't bring their Ford to you for the Works Fuel Saver Package?
Honestly, Mike, no.
Up to 5 quarts oil, taxes, diesel, and disposal fees extra. Claim based on EPA averages. See your participating Ford dealer for rebate.
The comments, ideas, and opinions expressed in the following program are those of the show participants only. Nothing stated in this program reflects the ideas, opinions, or beliefs of this radio station and or Clear Channel Radio.
As the clock chimes a reminder that it's time to punch in for another shift, those of us who have worked tirelessly to honor our contracts and the promise they represent have also been paying attention to the many promises that have been ignored by the politicians.
Now as we mark the time for change,
it is you and I who will confidently send the message that since it is only us who have upheld their promises, that 2012 marks the time for change. And change begins with First Shift with Tony Truppiano.
And good morning. It's Wednesday, July 11, 2012. 7-11-12. 7-11-12. Go play it. Welcome, one and all. I'm just watching a little news before the show, and I don't watch America's Got Talent anymore just because I can't. I just can't stand, can't stay up late. And I forgot that Howard Stern is now a judge. I'm curious how he's doing. Anybody watch that and give me an idea? Not that it matters in the political world at all, but hey, it's not all about politics. Well, ultimately it is all about politics, but you know what I mean. We all need a diversion. I haven't actually, usually by this time in the week, I've watched my Sunday DVR'd True Blood and The Newsroom. If you've not seen The Newsroom yet on HBO, you have no clue what you're missing. It's really, really good. That's irrelevant. All right, what are we doing? What are we doing today? We had talked about this on the show yesterday. Gordon Gebert will be joining us. He is he conceptualized Tea Party versus Occupier, or Occupier versus Tea Party. Imagine them living in the same house, competing for resources, using their wits. It would be interesting, would it not? He'll be here to talk to us. Actually, he's going to be here to pitch us, because we all have a chance to be an executive producer on this project, which means you have a chance to contribute financially to the pilot episode. And I don't know. Jeff and I are actually considering investing. Jeff doesn't know that we are, but we are. And we'll come back and talk about that. Congressman Gary Peters will join us as well. Since his legislation passed to open up lending to small businesses, almost $200 million has been lent. Let's find out from him how much good that's doing. We'll visit with Stephen Henderson, the editorial page editor and host of American Black Journal, at 8 o'clock, as we do every Wednesday. And Lori Lamorand with Planned Parenthood of Mid-South Michigan joins us for our weekly segment with them as well. Do we not have it going on? We do have it going on. And let's go ahead and finish going.
Before you punch in for your first shift, here is the first word with Tony.
Wow, I had a different first word plan, and then I woke up this morning and saw the score of the All-Star game, and disappointment would be today's first word. Justin Verlander, for lack of a better first word, sucked last night. Oh, Jeff, don't you dare try to spin it. He sucked. And he sucked. No more heroes. We had, in the Futures game, we had a Tiger that was a hero in the in the Home Run Derby, we had a Tiger that was a hero. In the game, we didn't have a Tiger that made a difference at all in any way, shape, or form. American League skunked. I'm sorry. Disappointment Oh, disappointment. No question about it. I mean, I could carry it over into politics and lots of other things, but this was really about an 8-0 score, and the National League wins for the third year in a row. Ladies and gentlemen, today's first word is disappointment. Jeff, I'm sorry, but it is. This was not what I was expecting.
Why are you apologizing?
I don't know, because it's our hometown boy. We wanted him to at least not embarrass us, and he kind of did.
No, there's no kind of about it. I was feeling completely embarrassed last night, and it's not to say that it's not gonna. It's a game that doesn't matter. It's not like it's gonna be the second half omen where he's gonna be a terrible pitcher. He's still Justin Verlander, and still very important to the Tigers' chances. It's just. To hear the guys talk on the broadcast and say, best in the business, no one does it better than this guy, and then him give up that many runs in the first inning, I turned it off. I couldn't watch him. Like, this is just bad.
I was listening to DFN on the way in, and they do a national show overnight. And the host of that show said, said when the MVP and the Cy Young Award winner can't even get through the first inning, that has to portell something. And man, was he right. Whew. Bad baseball from the American League all the way around. I mean, the American League was embarrassed last night.
Oh, yeah, definitely. I mean, again, and who wins this game gets home field advantage for the World Series, and people think it's ridiculous. I tend to think it doesn't seriously matter, but... Yeah, we'll find out in October, and if it happens to be that the Tigers are in the World Series, that'll be interesting because Verlander played a major part in the reason why American League won't have.
There you go. Well, it's over. The only thing I will give him, and I don't know. I mean, she's 20 years old, so what he was even doing with her is beyond me. But rumors was that he and Kate Upton were seen together. Now, I don't know what that means when they were seen together. Were they, like, walking in the same space and they just happened to be together? Were they...
She was in his suite at the game, first of all. Then they were seen in a group of people at a bar in one of the suburbs.
Now, he has a long-time girlfriend, a very long-time girlfriend.
Had.
Very pretty lady.
He had a girlfriend.
Oh, had. No longer?
They're on the outs, apparently, obviously, and I can't imagine that they wouldn't be if he's been seen with Kate
Upton.
Well,
that's where I was going with this. Are they on the outs? Have you heard this? Is this official? Because she's really attractive. I might want to go after her.
Oh, yeah. Nothing's official right now, so... But that's what's being reported.
All right. Well, Kate Upton, very pretty girl, don't get me wrong, but a girl is the operative word there. She's 20 years old. She's not even old enough to legally drink in the state of Michigan. She's on the west side of the state. In fact, she is related to Vern Ehlers, one of the Congress people, the Republican congressperson on that side of the state. And we're gonna make an assumption, Jeff, and it's a dangerous one, but we're gonna make an assumption that Justin Verlander leans Democrat. And the reason I say that is, what did he do last Labor Day? Do you remember?
Yeah, he tweeted that he's a union guy.
Yeah, so I'm gonna say that's why he leans Democrat. But he didn't just tweet it, he was the first one. And in fact, as a result of that, lots of people played follow the leader in the sports world.
He was one of the first. He was definitely one of the first two, I think. Two
All right.
Three.
Hey, question. I sent you that Twitter follower yesterday that was kind of odd.
Yeah, I don't know who that is. So I was kind of wondering. I thought maybe you knew more about him than I did.
No, I just would. It's a professional athlete. I don't even have it in front of me, so I don't remember who it was. But he works or plays for the Atlanta Falcons.
Oh, yeah?
Yeah.
There you go.
I did go look at, but why would he be following us?
Why not? That question shouldn't be why is he following, but why is it more of his friends and buddies following
us? Well, okay, I'm with you. I'm thinking he probably heard me on the Ed Schultz show, which is how that happened. I had a really interesting day yesterday. Sometimes the aftermath of doing the Ed Schultz show, and I mean aftermath because there's always a 3 or 4 or 5 day hangover. I hear from people, in fact, I heard from a lady in Denver yesterday, because Ed's big in Denver. I mean, of course she's Fred Upton's niece. Thank you. You could have just said that, Jeff. What the hell was I saying? I've lost my train of thought.
That's why I typed it instead of said it.
Oh, God, I'm getting old. Either that or I'm getting
tired.
You
were talking about doing the Ed show.
No, thank you. So this lady sends me an email, and unfortunately she doesn't realize that her aunt in Traverse City, who is too many miles away for me to help, is about to be foreclosed on. And she tells me this really heartbreaking story, which I would love to help with, but it's nowhere close to our listening area, number one. And number two, it's all happening today. Kind of hard to help somebody that's got all that going on today. It's really sad. I mean, it was really unfortunate. I wanted to help. I truly did. I just, there was nothing I could do. So, again, there's always this 4 or 5 day lag, but it happens now. This has happened. I've done that show. I don't know how many times I've done that show in the last 5 or 6 weeks, but lots of people continue to correspond with me, which of course, our audience does that as well. In fact, I have an email that I'm going to share with us from one of our listeners. Got a call from the Romney campaign yesterday that everybody will get a kick out of. Anyway, so today is like, what are they, what, Anthony, what were they saying? What were they calling today in sports? The worst day in sports is today? Because there's no,
yeah,
literally.
Saying something about the worst day in sports.
Right, because there's nothing scheduled out today, right? Nothing at all.
Last day, I mean, yesterday was the All-Star game, so there's no baseball today.
Right. No
there's
football.
Obviously no basketball, no football.
Whatever happened to the WNBA ever since the whatchamacallit, the Lady Pistons left? I forgot their names.
The Shock?
Thank
I thought
you.
We were talking sports, though.
Yeah. Oh, Jeff, whatever happened to the WNBA? Did they go away?
They're just not relevant in the town anymore because the Shock left.
Well, I know that, but don't they play this time of year?
I don't think that the radio, I mean, again, not to be sexist at all, but the radio station you were listening to would not consider that as a, you know, a major sporting event that has to be seen.
Okay. All right. Well, I'm just asking the question. 888-552-3595. I assure you we've got plenty to get to. And we're going to do that. I am Tony Truppiano. This is For Shift. You're listening to 1310 WDTW. Let's take a break here on this Wednesday morning program, and we'll get it all going right after this.
Hey, well, I need a dollar. That's what I need.
First Shift with Tony Truppiano.
I want the top wealthiest Americans to be taxed higher and that money to go to education.
I want true democracy for the 99% of us that don't have it anymore.
On 1310 WDTW.
1310 WDTW. Continuous traffic watch.
So far, it is a quiet, trouble-free commute, but you always got some construction, like on Livernois in both directions between Big Beaver and Waddles Road. That starts today. And don't forget about the Wyandotte Street Art Fair. That starts today and goes through Saturday. That's going to have Biddle Avenue closed in both directions at Oak Street. That's your total traffic update. I'm Chris Boyd.
1310 WDTW Motor City Weather.
Today's going to be sunny and 86 degrees. Tonight, clear night sky and 62. Tomorrow, more sunshine and 89. And it's currently 61 degrees outside. This is Anthony with your First Shift weather.
Do you have some previous experience in the restaurant industry but want additional opportunities to enhance your skills?
The Restaurant Opportunity Center of Michigan, Rock, Michigan, is offering free classes in fine dining, serving, and bartending.
You'll learn the order of service every server should know,
feed pouring, drink recipes, customer service skills the industry is looking for, and much more. All classes will take place at our restaurant and training center, Colors Detroit, at 311 East Grand River in Detroit, Michigan.
Please call 313-962-5020.
Monday through Friday from 9:30 a.m. until 6 p.m. to set up your orientation date and learn more about the nation's largest nonprofit restaurant worker organization. We want to help you elevate your skill set and passion for the food service industry and give you every opportunity to achieve everything this industry has for you. Again, call 313-962-5020 and set up your appointment for your orientation date. Rock, Michigan. Your future is waiting for you now.
Unions work.
One of the many advantages of being a worker covered by a union contract is the increased likelihood that you will have guaranteed benefits, including scheduled wage increases, affordable health insurance, a secure pension, and paid time off than non-union workers. Wouldn't it be nice to have the peace of mind and economic security that comes with a union contract? Find out how a union can work for you. Call the United Food and Commercial Workers at 1-888-485-9671. That's 1-888-485-9671.
This is Tanae Ramsey, former director of the City of Detroit Senior Citizens Department. Over the years, I have poured my heart and soul into the many wonderful events that I have hosted. That was to show you how much you were loved and appreciated. From the centenarian luncheons, health fair picnics, senior appreciation days, and visits to your buildings. I have been there with you and for you. Now I am asking you to be there with me in supporting U.S. Congressman Gary Peters in the 14th District. As U.S. Congressman, Gary Peters has stood by President Obama's side to pass the health care bill and to save the auto industry. And Gary Peters will stand by your side when you need him most. So when you get your absentee ballots in the mail, vote Gary Peters for the 14th District. This is Tanae Ramsey. Seniors, I have never led you wrong, and I won't be starting today.
I'm Gary Peters, and I approve this message.
Paid for by Peters for Congress.
First Shift is more than a radio show.
It's a movement.
And it's Facebook fun as well.
Very impressive.
Add a like to the First Shift with Tony Trupiano page today and tell a friend.
I'm friends with Merlin Olsen, too. He comes over.
Interact with other listeners.
Yo, what's up, diggity dog?
Listen to the song of the day.
Great googly moogly.
Vote in the daily poll.
That's how I roll.
And even win prizes by participating in the contest.
You ever have that feeling you were just born for greatness?
First Shift with Tony Trupiano on Facebook. And also follow us
at Tony Trupiano on Twitter.
Union.
Solidarity.
Democracy. We make a difference when you give your voice.
What's on your mind?
1-888-552-3595. You're listening to First Shift with Tony Trupiano.
Yeah, welcome back. Just watching the only strikeout Justin Verlander had last night. Oh, sweet God, it was bad. All right, Thaddeus McCotter's resignation, ill-timed, ill-conceived, he's ill, mentally perhaps, is going to cost the estate $650,000. There will be a special election. okay, there's going to September 5th, there will be a primary in the 11th Congressional District, in the old 11th Congressional District, which means I get to vote in that, because I am in the old 11th and soon to be new 13th. So here's the deal. Dr. Syed Taj, who has been a guest on this program, who is the Democrat running for Congress in the new 11th, has declined to run in the primary for the old 11th. Yes, it gets confusing, but thank you, Thad McCotter, for finding a way to even mess up things that you shouldn't have touched to begin with. Dr. Taj, I think, makes the correct decision to focus on the new 11th, because ultimately it would have required, you have just a couple days to get 1,000 signatures to get on the ballot. This is a nightmare. This is an absolute nightmare. And we have nobody but Thad McCotter to thank for that. Okay. Chris Mihalakis was at the that rally that he mentioned yesterday to bring our jobs home. And he was spent some time with Jay McMurrin, who had some really great things to say about the new legislation that we talked about in great detail during the program yesterday. Let's just listen to a couple of the things that Jay had to say to Chris.
I think in the Senate we've got a good shot. We've had some Republicans that have committed that they wouldn't vote, they wouldn't support a filibuster, which would allow a straight up and down vote. And in that case, you know, we can pull it off. The House is going to be the tough nut to crack. They have such a big majority over there. And, you know, I don't know how entrenched they are with this idea that their job is to defeat President Obama. But that's going to be the heavy lift, it has.
Okay, and then he goes on to talk about how many jobs have already been lost, something that we need to be mindful of.
In the past 10 years, when you look at trade, it's been 50,000 factories have closed, 6 million jobs. So if we can put an end to them closing these places, and then you get the incentives in place and get them bringing them back, that's how you're going to get America working again.
Now, yeah, and I said this on the show yesterday. This should be a no-brainer. It should be not bipartisan by all means, and it won't be. It won't be. And I'll give you the out. The out for the Republicans are going to be free market again. Let corporations decide how and when and when and why and where they want to do things. And these are the job creators, so they know what the right thing is to do. We'll remind you that Metro PCS promised to create jobs. It took $14.2 million. Didn't create a single job here in the United States. And oh, my, we stop and look at the reality of that. There are no checks and balances in place. There are no guarantees that we have to do things a certain way. Are there? No, they're not. And so we should be really quite concerned. I would like to think that this legislation, which has been submitted in the Senate by Senator Debbie Stabenow, will get serious consideration. As Jay said, it should have no, well, it may not be easy, but it should pass in the Senate. As far as the House, well, we already know the Republicans control that. And since this wasn't a Republican idea, ergo, it probably won't pass. Let's just move on to another story because I'm going to end up getting pissed off here. I'm sure y'all saw it. If you didn't see it yesterday, you're going to see it today. Wayne County, there's a reason why, and I wish I would have known this yesterday when we had Diane Webb on, but Wayne County is, it's got itself in a lot of hot water. This goes back to Ed McNamara, folks. This is how long this has been around. But there are people that have not worked for the county for years that are getting lifetime benefits. Listen to this story.
Lifetime health benefits after 8 years of employment is, I'm shocked by it.
High profile employment attorney Deborah Gordon on the big time perks once offered to Wayne County's top officials. Up until last October, high ranking county officials with just 8 years on the job could leave, and taxpayers would have to foot the bill for their medical expenses for life.
I've represented everybody from low level union workers to hourly workers to high level executives. And I don't think I can recall ever hearing of anybody getting lifetime health benefits after 8 years of employment.
Wayne County Executive Robert Picano killed the perk, but 51 people remained on a list still receiving the benefits. On the list, Bernard Kilpatrick, Kwame Kilpatrick's father. Bernard Kilpatrick is facing federal corruption charges. And Arthur Blackwell is getting a full ride from taxpayers on his medical benefits as well. Blackwell found out last week a judge is reinstating embezzlement charges against him. Blackwell is accused of stealing money while he served as emergency financial manager of Highland Park.
That's what happens when you offer benefits after only 8 years, because instead of waiting till somebody's career is ended, in a lot of companies, if you get fired, you don't get health benefits anyway. Here, it's 8 years, and then you've got 20 years to go out and screw up. You're still covered.
And this perk went into effect in 1994 under the McNamara administration. Current county officials are not saying how much it's costing taxpayers.
Yeah, and we can, I mean, we're going to figure that out, and we'll get that number at some point, and it'll be disgusting, and you're going to say to yourself, how could this be allowed to happen? Well, you know, before we start pointing fingers, all of our fingers, at Bob Ficano, some of this stuff was in place before he showed up. Now, that doesn't mean that he couldn't have done something to reverse it. Of course, he didn't. And it's unfortunate. What is it costing? Well, it's in the thousands of dollars. There's no question that's there. It may even end up being in the hundreds of thousands of dollars. So for those of us, and I would be one of us, that live in Wayne County, yeah, one more reason to be a little pissed off at county government for not paying attention. And they're not paying attention. That is for God's honest true. Yeah, I saw this, the headline that came across that was texted to me yesterday is Bernard Kilpatrick is receiving lifetime health benefits from Wayne County. When I saw that headline, I was disgustingly astounded to read that. Now, I'm going to make an assumption here that may be unsafe, but I think it's a fairly safe one, to be honest. He has been indicted. He will go to trial. He will end up in jail, where he will lose his lifetime benefits from the county, but the taxpayers will then pick up his health care, or whatever kind of health care you get in prison. But that's all he'll be getting, because I think he's going to probably spend the rest of his natural life in prison. But that's just my thought. Anyway, we'll take a quick break here. A lot more to get to, including the chief asshat of Taylor. That's right, Jeff Lamram, the mayor, just doesn't seem to take anything seriously, especially as it relates to government. Don't know what this guy's problem is. We got a lot to get to. You'll stay where you're at. Join us if you'd like. 888-552-3595. I'm Tony Trupiano. We'll be back on First Shift right after we take this quick break.
WDTW, continuous traffic watch.
So far, it is a quiet, trouble-free commute, but you always got some construction, like on Livernois in both directions between Big Beaver and Waddles Road. That starts today. And don't forget about the Wyandotte Street Art Fair. That starts today and goes through Saturday. And that's going to have Biddle Avenue closed in both directions at Oak Street. That's your total traffic update. I'm Chris Boyd.
Looking for a hot new way to pop? Introducing new Spicy Chicken McBites. Crispy, poppable pieces of juicy chicken breast with a spicy kick. New Spicy Chicken McBites, only available at McDonald's. I'm loving it.
1310 WDTW, Motor City Weather.
Today's going to be sunny and 86 degrees. Tonight, clear night sky and 62. Tomorrow, more sunshine and 89. And it's currently 61 degrees outside. This is Anthony with your First Shift weather.
This is D. Alexander Bullock. Join me and Tony Trupiano on August 25th at 12 noon for the Crusade for America Parent and Youth March. We march for an urban policy. We march for a war on poverty. We march to save democracy. We march to stop gun violence. Get active, get engaged, and get involved. For more information, like us on Facebook at Rainbow Push Detroit and follow us on Twitter at Rainbow Push MI.
Unions work. Did you know that workers covered by a union contract earn more money each year than non-union workers? And that a contract can put more dollars in your pocket each and every week? A union contract protects your wages, giving your family financial security. Does more money in your pocket sound good? Find out how a union can work for you. Call the United Food and Commercial Workers at 1-888-485-9671. That's 1-888-485-9671.
Stay tuned for more of First Shift with me, Tony Trupiano, after this on Detroit's Progressive Talk, 1310 WDTW.
Washington keeps handing massive bailouts to Wall Street giants and multi-billion dollar annual subsidies to the likes of Big Oil, which is a nice boost to the bottom lines of the one percenters. But these giveaways do absolutely nothing to perk up America's grassroots economy, which not only is where the rest of us live and work, but also is the only place that can generate real national prosperity. Congress can't seem to grasp a basic law of nature. You can't keep a mighty tree alive, much less expect it to thrive, by only spritzing the fine leaves at its tippy top. The fate of the whole tree depends on nurturing the grassroots. Sadly, America's corporate and political powers today are content to be a bunch of leaf spritzers, blithely oblivious to the dangerous shriveling of the grassroots. To witness the damage they're doing, just look at our nation's desiccated minimum wage. Set at $7.25 an hour 3 years ago, its real value has since been gutted by inflation, reducing the wage's current purchasing power to a sub-poverty level of $6.75 an hour. That's only $14,000 a year for full-time work. Not only would increasing it help these hard-working people make ends meet, but it also would provide a direct jolt of nourishment to our overall economy. It's been shown again and again that every dime of a minimum wage hike is spent by its recipients, circulating upward in our local economies as they increase their purchases of such basics as food, kids' clothing, and health care. This is Jim Hightower saying, this kind of percolate-up economics works for the many, not just the wealthiest few, and that helps, at least minimally, to restore a bit of moral balance to an economy and society now being torn apart by gross inequality. For more information on raising today's poverty wage, go to timeforaraise.org.
To get more of Jim Hightower's populist take on what Wall Street and Washington are up to, visit www.hightowerlowdown.org.
In a blue-collar, get-to-work-and-get-the-job-done kind of state like Michigan, there's only one show that cares about the men and women
who put in a hard day's work every day.
This is First Shift on 1310 WDTW. Now, back to Tony Trupiano.
35 minutes after 6 o'clock on this Wednesday, July 11th, a pleasure to be your host this morning and every morning. Taylor Bear, Jeff Lamran, once again, just doesn't seem to understand that, well, there is the law, and then I guess there's the Lamran law, because he seems to have his own brand of law. Listen to this report from WXYZ TV Channel 7, and you'll know why I'm scratching my head.
The political battles continue between Taylor's mayor and the city council. This time, it's over who's going to be running the elections, and the primary, you know, is just a couple of weeks away.
And as 7 Action News reporter Smita Koloki shows us, the clock is ticking for an agreement.
We're just months away from the general election, and Taylor's city clerk office has no city clerk. Now, one councilman is sounding the alarm, but the mayor says it's not that big of a deal.
What's the latest that we can have a city clerk in place?
Yesterday. It doesn't help. I mean, it doesn't make anything any better, but I don't think it makes anything any worse.
Absentee ballots, which require the most manpower to tabulate, are already starting to pour into the Taylor city clerk's office. During the last general election, roughly 6,000 came in. Back then, Councilman John Delo says there were 6 full-time staffers. Now, there are 2, a deputy clerk and an election supervisor. That's after the city clerk abruptly quit last month, 5 weeks before the August primaries, and 5 months before the November general election. Delo says the council and mayor, who have often butted heads, must quickly appoint a new clerk.
The possible people who have been suggested to fill that clerk vacancy could cause some dissension. It could cause some significant dissension.
But the mayor disagrees with Delo's haste and his math. Mayor Jeff Lamoran says in addition to the 2 full-time workers, the clerk's office has a part-time worker, temporary worker, and will soon bring on 2 additional temps. And he says a new clerk might bring additional problems too close to a major election.
It might be an extra body that can help do some stuff, but they really aren't going to know how to help or where to help, and my concern is them kind of getting in the way over the process.
How smoothly that process goes remains to be seen. From Taylor, Sita Koloki, 7 Action News.
You know, it's got to make you wonder about his leadership style, where he says, hey, by bringing in a city clerk, it actually would make things more difficult. Doesn't he share some of that responsibility? I would think he would. It makes no sense to say, yeah, let's bring in a city clerk, a professional. Chances are somebody that has experience with citywide elections, maybe not the city of Taylor, but other municipalities. This makes no sense to me at all. I'm going to guess that Jeff Lamoran is probably a teabagger. But beyond that, I think he doesn't want to spend the money on the city clerk. And so they're going to run that as a part-time office, which is a dangerous thing to do until he gets sued, which will end up costing them even more money. I truly feel bad for the people that live in Taylor. If you're listening to this program right now and you live there, I feel your pain. I truly do. This guy is an absolute disaster. Mayor Lamoran is a nightmare, no question about it. Well, we'll recall a few months back, anybody connected to Selfridge, which would be our 2 state senators, Congresswoman Candace Miller and others, fought hard to make sure that in the round of defense cuts that Selfridge would stay open. Selfridge, of course, employs well over 500 soldiers. Men and women, and they're important to the economy of that area. Their commissary and PX is important for military veterans that live in this area. If it were to close down, it would be devastating to some degree. Apparently, the Department of Defense sent out a letter yesterday which has done nothing but confuse the issue even more. Are they or are they not going to leave Selfridge alone? Listen to this story.
It's being called a surprise attack. A change of plans from the Pentagon could send more than 20 Selfridge planes and hundreds of jobs out of Macomb County to Maryland and elsewhere. But there is so much confusion this noon about this letter that the Pentagon sent out to Michigan lawmakers. Paula Tutman is in the newsroom to explain. And Paula, I haven't been able to update you. I just hung up with a lieutenant colonel a minute ago.
Okay.
They say they agree the letter is confusing and they're working out a clarification right now. Until then...
Well, you know what? This is really important because you're talking about people's lives and their livelihoods, and you're right. You're talking about this letter from the Department of the Air Force, but also a response, a very terse response from Congresswoman Candace Miller. Now, if you try to make sense out of this letter, you're not going to be able to.
The letter was issued from the Department of the Air Force. It looks like English until you actually read it, and then it spews a series of letters, numbers, and information so confusing, Senator Debbie Stabenow doesn't understand exactly what the military is getting at.
I think this letter is very confusing. They owe us an explanation. It looks like they want to revisit the idea of Selfridge losing their mission. My answer is no.
Congresswoman Candace Miller apparently took the letter to mean that the Department of Defense was reneging on the hard-won bipartisan agreement to keep Thunderbolt fighter jets housed at Selfridge Air National Guard Base, thus keeping our borders secure and 500 to 600 jobs intact. Her written response... I will work with my colleagues to make certain the protections won in the National Defense Authorization Act are adhered to. Senator Carl Levin's office has been on the phone with the Air Force all morning trying to figure out what the Air Force's intent was in sending the letter. And Senator Stabenow thinks she understands the letter but is trying to seek clarity herself.
It appears that they are accepting the fact that Battle Creek is protected and they will maintain their mission, but they want an exception of some kind for Selfridge. And my answer is absolutely not.
Okay, so much ado about a letter. Yeah, absolutely, because we're talking about anywhere from 500 to 600 jobs. You're talking about a lot of very upset people because they don't understand exactly what this means. They don't know whether or not there's been a change and whether or not those planes and those jobs are indeed going to be moved to Maryland or whether or not they are going to be saved and whether or not they're going to stay in Michigan. So when you say, oh, I don't know, words don't matter, absolutely they matter. I think, Guy, between you and I, we've talked to 6 different people, including elected officials, and nobody understands what this letter means.
4 different interpretations of this thing. And Paula, I got to tell you, but one thing that's clear here, our lawmakers thought they had a deal with the Pentagon to avoid these cuts and to spare those planes from being transferred. And it appears that they maybe were too confident in that deal and the Air Force wants to go ahead with what it had intended in the first place.
Maybe. Depends on whether or not you understand the letter.
Yeah, well, that was from my contact at the Air Force, that is her reading of it. And she's a specialist, actually, in Air Force English, which apparently is different than what you and I speak.
Send them back to school.
Yeah. All right. Paula, thanks so much. This story is developing and is developing quickly. We expect a clarification from the Air Force, and we will get that through Representative Miller's office sometime soon.
Well, you know, it's unfortunate that they can't make heads or tails of this. I'm not going to pick on any one individual here, except for maybe... the United States military for confusing and maybe deliberately confusing the issue. This is a significant decision. And that they don't have clarity on this is troubling. And there are people that are very afraid today as a result of this. This, you know, affects, when you say 500 to 600 jobs, that affects 500 to 600 families. So let's... an average family, let's call it 3 people, you're talking about 2,000 people are affected at a minimum by this decision. And so we'll, of course, keep following it and let you know as soon as there is some clarification on this. But expect that especially Senators Levin and Stabenow, and Senator Levin, for those of you that are aware, is the chair of the committee that decides these things. So I would think he would have some influence there. I would think he would. I can't guarantee that, but I would think he would. It's troubling, nonetheless. And if you've not been over to Selfridge, it's a pretty major piece of real estate. If they were to close that down, just because it's out of the way does not mean that it wouldn't be impactful, because it certainly would. So we'll keep an eye on that particular case, and it just kind of bizarre. It really is kind of bizarre as we pay attention to it. All right, very quickly before we get to the break, because we've got about a minute left. So AFSCME decided to put a little, I don't know, homage together using a nostalgic feel for some of us, the theme to the Brady Bunch with a twist. Here it goes.
Here's the story of a man named Boehner who's in with the insurance CEOs, pushing a corporate agenda, hurting the average Joe. Here's the story of a man named Romney. As governor, he sticks healthcare in his state. If president, he promises repeal, flip-flopping his main trait. Now Boehner, Romney, and their cronies, the Cantor, McConnell, GOP, for repeal, they will stop at nothing. But they can't take away our rights that easily. The Boehner Bunch, the Boehner Bunch. Working people don't matter to the Boehner Bunch.
I'm just kind of curious, when all is said and done, if this thing ends up viral. That's all I have to say. You know, Jeff, you and I have, there are 20 years between us. Was the Brady Bunch and reruns something that you watched or not so much?
I didn't watch them, but they were on TV.
All right.
They were immediately following some show that I used to like to watch.
And what show was that?
I don't remember. I just remember it was on, and that's when I would turn the channel.
So as soon as the Brady Bunch would come on, that was it. You were out of there.
Yeah, I wasn't a Brady Bunch guy.
All right. Just curious. Well, it'll be interesting to see if that catches on, because there's obviously the nostalgia aspect to that. And Sherwood Schwartz just passed away, so he no longer gets royalties to that. Maybe his family does. All right. All that being said, we'll take a break and wrap it up on the other side. Again, feel free to join us, 888-552-3595. Much more to get to as we work our way through this early Wednesday morning. Good morning to you. We'll be right back.
First shift with Tony Triano.
And you guys vote Republican. I'm not supposed to. This isn't political. I'm not supposed to say this.
Don't come to me if you do. You're on your own, Jack.
On 1310 WDTW.
Today in the United States, labor is under siege. Unions are being assailed. In states like Wisconsin and Ohio, collective bargaining rights are being stripped away, and so-called right-to-work laws aim to eliminate unions entirely so companies can pay less or outsource jobs completely. As a result, you're being divided, and there's no one place for you to be heard, no one place to speak, no one place to stand together until now. Welcome to UnionCircle.com, an online community created specifically for union members. A place where 40 million active and retired union members, their friends, family, and supporters all across North America can be counted. UnionCircle.com provides a forum for members to interact and build a powerful voice. Union members can share their thoughts and opinions. Union locals can post news and announcements. People who run for public office and who stand with the unions can spread their message and rally union members. Because united we stand, united we vote. You'll also find union-friendly businesses that offer Circle members exclusive discounts, promotions, special offers, rewards, and coupons, all to help support America's workforce. And all UnionCircle.com members can create a call to action to make a real difference in their city, their jobs, and their lives. UnionCircle.com is the online community for anyone who believes in restoring the middle class and that the strength of this nation is in its workers. It's a website just for you. Will UnionCircle.com replace Facebook? Not at all. As a matter of fact, it's tightly integrated with both Facebook and Twitter. But while Facebook and Twitter connect you to family and friends and LinkedIn to professional contacts, UnionCircle.com is specifically designed to connect you with your fellow union members and to keep you plugged into union activity locally and nationally. It is the perfect site for all union members because America's unions have always known that there is power in numbers and strength in unity. Listen. Be heard. Take action. Now is the time. UnionCircle.com is the place. Get in the circle. UnionCircle.com.
I'm Marge Favell, president of SEIU. When Wall Street greed caused the foreclosure and credit crisis that crippled middle-class families, Gary Peters wrote the most sweeping reform of Wall Street since the Great Depression.
This is Jimmy Settles.
And this is Chuck Hall of the UAW. When the auto industry was near collapse, U.S. Congressman Gary Peters stepped up to work with President Obama to save hundreds of thousands of jobs for our families.
This is Michael Aaron,
president of the Michigan Laborers District Council. When the big banks celebrated our tax-funded bailouts with big bonuses for themselves, Gary Peters wrote legislation to force them to give it back.
And this is Al Garrett, president of Ask Me Council 25. All of us fight each day for jobs and collective bargaining rights. Together, we represent nearly 200,000 hard-working families in and around Detroit. And we need Gary Peters on the front line fighting for us in Washington. Vote Gary Peters in the 14th District.
I'm Gary Peters, candidate for Congress, and I approve this message.
Paid for by Peters for Congress.
First word.
First thoughts. First with the news and newsmakers that matter to you.
First Shift on 1310 WDTW with Tony Trupiano.
Now, welcome back. By just watching the news, apparently it's free Slurpee Day at 7-Eleven because, well, it's 7-Eleven. So I think you get like a free small Slurpee. But Jeff or Anthony, you know what that's all about?
7.11 ounces.
Ah.
It's every July. In fact, the funniest thing is right before the show started, I was looking it up online. I was like, it is 7-Eleven today. And I'm like, I remember them always giving out free Slurpees in the past. So I'm looking it up online. Anthony turns around, can't see my screen at all, and says, "Do you know it's free Slurpee Day?" And I'm like, "Yeah, I was just looking it up."
Well, you know, I'm actually gonna get to the gym today, and I pass a 7-Eleven. Actually, I pass two of them. So chances are, I might just stop and get a free, because now they've got
sugar-free
ones, and I'm just not into sugar. So, yeah, I just may do that. I'm going to venture a guess that there's probably a long line. Now, you don't have to buy anything, right? You can just stop for the free Slurpee, correct?
I've never done it.
Oh, all right. Well, we'll check that out. All right, 888-552-3595, tony@thetonyshow.org. On Twitter, @TonyTrupiano, if you care to join us. Feel free to do that. Before we get to some more audio, and we've got plenty to do, I do want to remind you that we do have Congressman. We've been playing, and we want to thank Congressman Peters for airing commercials on our show. But we've got him coming up in the next hour, as well as a unique guy, Gordon Gebert, will be joining us. The brand new show concept where you could be the executive producer. We talked about it yesterday. We've already talked about it twice today. I'm telling you, it's just exciting. I think that if you want to be an executive producer, which means you throw some money at this thing, here's your chance. Well, this is a pleasant surprise. Amir in Detroit joins us now. Good morning, my brother. How you doing today?
Hey, how you doing today, Tom?
Good, buddy. What's on your mind?
You know, it's funny that the Air Force base is closing, and we're closing all these military bases, but if the Republicans would have came up with or compromise to allow the tax cuts to expire, you know, the automatic reduction in the military wouldn't have happened, and then this Air Force base may not have been closed down. So people need to remember the Republicans aren't uncompromisable to say, hey, we want to let the tax cuts expire. These things are going to happen.
Well, this actually goes back to the debt ceiling debate, which was never an issue, and then all of a sudden it became one. Of course, the grand compromise, right, Amir? The grand compromise where the Republicans said, no, you're going to do it this way. If you want us to raise the debt ceiling this much, then we need to cut spending this much, and this is part of that cut.
Well, and also it's a part of that. Remember the 20 members that were supposed to come up with all these different cuts, and if it didn't happen, the 50% reduction in military was supposed to automatically kick in. So it was a part of the Republican idiotic plan to destroy America.
Well, you're right. And it is, I think you put that, Amir, beautifully. It is part of the Republican idiotic plan to destroy America. Interestingly, I'm not sure if their plan was to only destroy America or to destroy their own party, because they've been successful in doing both. But I think that they've probably hurt themselves more than they've hurt the country, although maybe we can debate that. Amir, thanks for the call, brother. As always, I appreciate it. Yeah, you too. It's really disappointing. You were talking with somebody yesterday about the reality, not the idea of Mitt Romney, the reality of Mitt Romney. If you don't know the difference, then figure that out on your own. But the reality of Mitt Romney concerns me, because we still have and this is another reality. He is the Republican candidate, okay, presumed, blah, 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 but he is the Republican candidate for the presidency. If you are a Republican, a rank-and-file Republican voter, he's your guy. Whether you want him to be your guy or not, if you vote, he's your guy. You're not going to vote for Barack Obama if you don't like Mitt Romney. You're going to vote for Mitt Romney anyway. So it's really the independents that the Democrats need to go after. It's not the Republicans. You see, and that's kind of the irony of what we do. We can sit here and talk to rank-and-file Republicans all day long about the truth. A, they're going to be in denial, complete and utter denial about the truth of what Mitt Romney is. The reality of Mitt Romney is a freaking nightmare. He is a freaking nightmare. He's the king of flip-flops. He is the liar in chief. And we have demonstrated, and listen, we're not even close to the end of this campaign yet. We have demonstrated dozens, if not hundreds of times, what a liar this guy is. But if you're a Republican, he's your guy. You vote for him. Interestingly, he outraises the president again last month by $40 million. Think about that. $40 million, that's a lot of money. Now, that's combined dollars. That's PAC dollars. That's direct donations, etc. But it doesn't matter. This is where Citizens United comes in. This is where the unlimited spending comes in. It's really, really scary and unfortunate and horrific. Horrific at any level. I love Joe Biden, by the way. Love that guy. And he often says what nobody else will. And he's always been that way. It'll be interesting to see once the president and vice president win re-election and Joe Biden decides to run for the presidency in 2016, what he will be like with a very different set of skills. Anyway, this is what he said to the National Organization of La Raza yesterday at their convention as it related to Mitt Romney. You're going to love this.
And this is a man who says President Barack Obama is out of touch with the needs of the American people. This coming from a man until recently had a Swiss bank account and millions of dollars invested in the Grand Cayman Islands beyond security, beyond scrutiny. And the President Obama is out of touch? When his father was a candidate for president in 1968, his father released 12 years of tax returns because he said, and I quote, "One year could be a fluke, perhaps done for show," end of quote. That was his father. His son has released only 1 year of his tax returns, making alive the old adage, like father, like son. He wants you to show your papers, but he won't show us his. It's kind of fascinating.
I love that line. I love that line. I just do. I absolutely love that line. He wants us to show you his, show us your papers, but he won't show us his. And it's true. It's 100% true. Hopefully we'll have some time for a little more audio later on in the show today. Especially, there's one quote from James Earl Jones that I want to get to. So if we have time, we'll do that. But very quickly, before we have to get out of here, actually, I'll save it to later because I don't have enough time to read it. Here's the deal. We're going to take a quick break for the top of the hour. When we come back, we're going to talk about this reality TV show that you can be the executive producer of. Congressman Gary Peters will be with us. We'll have a little time for open lines as well, maybe a little audio. We've got Stephen Henderson coming up, Lori Lamoran from Planned Parenthood, and I do want to make, because somebody sent me a note, Lori Lamoran is not related to Taylor Mayor Jeff Lamoran. Thank you very, very much. No, I would never put that on Lori. Let's take a break for the top of the hour. We will continue with this madness we call First Shift right after we take this quick break.
WDTW Continuous Traffic Watch.
Taking a look at your traffic and all we have is construction. This starts today on Livernois in both directions between Big Beaver and Waddles and goes through September. Also on 12 Mile Road in both directions at Lasser, you reduce down to one lane in each direction. That's scheduled to go through November. That's your total traffic update. I'm Chris Boyd.
1310 WDTW Motor City Weather.
Today's going to be sunny and 86 degrees. Tonight, clear night sky and 62. Tomorrow, more sunshine in 89, and it's currently 61 degrees outside. This is Anthony with your First Shift weather.
Next time you need to stop for groceries, the 42,000 members of the United Food and Commercial Workers in Michigan ask you to shop at one of the stores where they work, including Kroger, Meijer, Hiller's, and Hollywood Markets. Shopping at these union stores helps support good union jobs, which build healthy communities. If you already shop at these stores, our members want to thank you for your support.
Hey, it's Anthony from First Shift with Tony Trupiano. Weekdays 6 to 9 right here on 1310 WDTW. Dearborn, Detroit. NBC News is next.
NBC News Radio, I'm Chris Jansen. Democrats call it a waste of valuable time, but House Republicans will make another attempt to repeal the 2010 health care reform law today. NBC's Brian Moore.
Democrats point out this is the 31st House vote on Obamacare. On Capitol Hill today, a new fight covering some old ground.
Any House effort to repeal the Affordable Care Act will likely die in the Democrat-controlled Senate. GOP presidential hopeful Mitt Romney addresses the NAACP convention in Houston today, calling education the civil rights issue of our era. President Obama buoyed by a new Reuters poll that widens his lead over Romney to 6 points among registered voters. And don't throw out those old baseball cards, Mom. The discovery of a soot-covered stash of cards in an Ohio attic could hit a grand slam for Carl Kistner. The vintage 1910 cards include the likes of Ty Cobb, Cy Young, and Honus Wagner, a find that could fetch millions. This is NBC News Radio. San Bernardino has become the third California city in less than a month to declare bankruptcy, with officials saying the financial situation has become so dire it can't cover payroll through the summer. NBC's Lolita Lopez.
The city attorney said there could be a whole city shutdown. Now, the mayor said that that probably wouldn't happen, but bankruptcy protection gives them some time to work this all out.
The USA is still AAA, according to Fitch. The rating service adds a negative outlook to its top rating, though, because of America's fiscal red ink. Love that Chevy, or take it back. GM now offering 60-day guarantees on cars and trucks to try to get more buyers to try a Chevy. Other automakers expected to match the deal. And if your cell phone loses its charge, keep your shirt on. In fact, soon you may be able to use your shirt to charge it. Researchers have found a way to use cheap T-shirts to store electrical power, a process that could give the entire mobile industry a jolt. I'm Chris Jansing, NBC News Radio.
Newman, where's Shipley with my cost analysis?
She's homesick, Mr. Fernwell. I'll handle it.
Ooh.
Ooh. Oh, no. Are you sick too, sir?
Newman, last time you did the cost analysis, it wasn't pretty. Call Bob from Accountemps.
Oh, I never get to do any of the important stuff.
Okay, you can do payroll.
Yes. What's that?
On second thought, Bob from Accountemps could handle payroll, too.
Bob.
Call Accountemps for your temporary accounting and finance needs. 1-800-803-8367. Accountemps, a Robert Half Company.
Hi, Dave Lennox here. Summer is here and it is hot. If your home is not cool, now's the perfect time to replace that inefficient heating and cooling system. Lennox is offering a rebate of up to $1,375 on a new high-efficiency Lennox home comfort system, so you'll save money today and in the long run. It may also qualify for state and local incentives in your area. So call 1-800-9-LENNOX or visit Lennox.com to find the Lennox dealer nearest you and get comfortable today.
Lennox dealers include independently owned and operated businesses.
JPMorgan Chase is looking to get back some of the money it lost in the big trading blunders that cost it just over $5 billion in the second quarter, and it's going after some of the former executives that led the trading. The bank is seeking millions in stock from those executives, including Ina Drew, who ran the company's chief investment office. The Wall Street Journal says the plans could be revealed tomorrow when JPMorgan reports earnings. Meanwhile, Bank of America has been cutting jobs in its commercial banking unit in recent weeks, even as it tries to boost the group's business. Bank officials don't say how many jobs they've trimmed or plan to trim, but according to Reuters, analysts believe BAC will disclose more when it posts earnings on July 18th. After a fourth day of losses, Wall Street gets back to work ahead of the release of the minutes of the Fed's last meeting. There are hopes that recent week job data will persuade the Fed to make more stimulus moves, and S&P futures are in the plus column by about 5.5 points, NASDAQ gaining 8.5, and Dow futures are higher now by 56. I'm Steve Potusk in the newsroom at MarketWatch.com.
Safe Light Repair, Safe Light Replace.
Ryan, technician with SafeLight Auto Glass.
So you think all auto glass companies are the same? Well, they're not. With SafeLight, you get more. Every windshield we replace is backed by a national lifetime guarantee, keeping you covered wherever you are. Plus, SafeLight has more glass in stock than anyone, so we can get to you faster.
Just tell your insurance company you want SafeLight, or call us at 1-800-800-2727, or go to SafeLight.com.
We're not sure what some banks mean when they say,
"How can I help you?"
Because whenever you ask for their help, it's always,
"That's not in our policy, sir."
And then they need to
transfer you to a supervisor
who is
currently assisting other customers.
And after all that, they say,
"Your business is extremely important to us."
At Ally Bank, we give you live, knowledgeable customer service any time of day or night. Products designed to help you, and no ridiculous fees. That's how Ally helps. Ally Bank, no nonsense, just people sense. Member FDIC.
Newman, where's Shipley with my cost analysis?
She's homesick, Mr. Fernwell. I'll handle it.
Ooh.
Oh, no, are you sick too, sir?
Newman, last time you did the cost analysis, it wasn't pretty. Call Bob from Account Temps.
Oh, I never get to do any of the important stuff.
Okay, you can do payroll.
Yes. What's that?
On second thought, Bob from Account Temps could handle payroll, too.
Bob.
Call Account Temps for your temporary accounting and finance needs. 1-800-803-8367. Account Temps, a Robert Half Company.
For a while now, Exxon and Mobil have been talking about clean. But what exactly does clean mean? Well, it means all Exxon and Mobil gasoline is specifically engineered to help remove harmful deposits. It means our gasoline helps clean your intake valves, your engine runs smoother, and reduce emissions. It even means it helps improve fuel economy. At Exxon and Mobil, clean means gasoline that works smarter for you. Learn more at fuelprogress.com. Exxon and Mobil. Think.
As you grab your time card and get ready to punch in, and as you dedicate another day to honoring your contract and your commitment to quality,
maybe it's time to reinforce to your boss and your elected representatives that they owe you for continuing to make their lives easier.
And that it is the work that you do that rewards them for the work that they do.
That it is because of you that progress is made.
That your sacrifices and your willingness to change help them grow.
And now it's time to honor what you have done.
And what you have done cannot be ignored any longer.
You will now raise your voice.
Your voice is now. First Shift with Tony Trupiano.
Welcome back. We would, you know, if we were to put this recipe together, you know, we'd have First Shift versus, I don't know. I think I'd like to kick Glenn Beck's ass. Although Rush Limbaugh would be easy. I think Glenn Beck would be a bigger fight just because he's younger, probably more agile. I mean, not a whole lot more, but I'm not either, so let's be honest about it. But so that would be the radio version of what we're about to share with you. That would be the radio version of that. We've been talking about this for a couple days now. Because from the moment that it crossed both my and Jeff's desks, we both kind of looked at each other and went, well, this is a clever idea. What are we talking about? We're talking about a potential reality game show, which would basically be occupiers versus the Tea Party. Yep, living under one roof with all kinds of interesting rules that we're going to let our next guest explain to you. But there is a twist to this. If you've ever wanted to be an executive producer, I don't care at what level. If you've ever wanted to be an executive producer of a reality TV show, here is that chance. So let us go right to our guest. Joining us now is a very talented musician and author, creative and executive producer of that brand new concept. Gordon Gebert joins us now. And Gordon, I want to thank you for taking the time to join us on First Shift this morning to talk about the Battle of Politicos.
Awesome, Tony. Thank you very much. It's a real honor to have me on your show.
Well, I got to tell you now. You know, I'm proudly a left leaning guy, and I'm, you know, we're not gonna out you. You can be whoever you want to be. Of course, everybody can be whoever they want to be politically. But Gordon, what an interesting concept. So before we talk about some of the more intricate details of this, dude, you got to tell me about the day that you were sitting there and said, I got the perfect show. How the hell did this happen?
Actually, it was like lightning in a bottle. And when the idea popped into my head, it was like bingo. And I actually went right to the internet to see if, you know, usually when you get a brilliant idea, you say, all right, somebody already has this idea. And I went on the internet and researched, and I said, no, nobody's really doing this. This is insanity, you know. When I got the idea, it was actually from a phone call from a friend of mine. His girlfriend was in the TV business, and she produces shows. And he flew an idea by me from his girlfriend, and what she was doing, they wanted to do a reality show on a tea partier. And I was like, and like just one person, a woman or a guy, and follow around with a camera and just follow one person, you know, around. And I said, nah, that sounds kind of boring. I don't know. And it could be manipulated too much. And no matter, and not that I'm political or anything like that. I said, that one angle on one person, it doesn't show the whole picture. And I said right then and there, I said, nah, you need it like a game show. You got to have like a bunch of occupiers. I said six. The number was six. I said, you need a bunch of occupiers and a bunch of tea partiers. And put them all in the same room together. I guess I watch too much television. and I make it like Celebrity Apprentice meets Big Brother meets Survivor. And I had all those elements. And my friend was like, you're a genius. I love the idea. This is great. And he went and, I said, feel free to, you know, put it by your girlfriend. See if, you know, she wants to make that show instead of just following a tea partier around. And she said it was a brilliant idea, but their production company didn't have the facilities to do that. But she said, oh, follow that idea. It's great. And that was in November 2011 that I came up with it. And from then to now, it's been an incredible journey.
Well, we're going to talk a little bit about that journey. Now, when you know, we should, Gordon, let our audience know when we talk about your friends, you have maybe a little bit different group of friends than most of us do. Tell my audience how you've made a living for yourself.
Oh, well, I'm a professional musician, and I've toured the world. And I've actually worked with the guys from Kiss. I've worked with a band called Angel. I've worked with Marty Balin from Jefferson Starship. I can't even rattle off the Motley Crue I've worked with. All the bands that I've had a blessed life. I've traveled the world and toured and, you know. It's been a lot of fun. So I'm not even in the TV business, so to speak. I'm in the entertainment business, but I'm a musician.
All right, so as we take a look at this concept, occupiers versus tea party, it becomes immediately very interesting. I think that everybody that I've kind of bounced it off of, everybody at least smiles. At the very least, Gordon, they smile.
Yes.
And of course, the other reactions run the gamut. So let's tell people what we're looking to do here. Because I've said now for 2 days, if you ever wanted to be an executive producer, help fund a TV show, here's your chance to do that. This is kind of an interesting idea, and I was actually surprised that you could shoot a pilot so inexpensively. I won't question the validity of that. I'll just go with it. But if I do want to participate financially in this TV show, how would I go about doing that?
We're doing it through a fantastic website called Kickstarter. I don't know if anybody's familiar out there with that website, but it's great. It what it does is they do a thing called crowdfunding. And crowdfunding is when somebody gets a project. It could be a television show like I'm trying to put on, or a book, or an album, music album, or what you do is put your project on Kickstarter, and then people just go in there and fund it, and they pledge money, and you set a goal. So we have a goal of only a $10,000 budget, and yes, it is very little money we're running on, and we have a $10,000 goal, and I implore your listeners, if they love the idea of Occupy versus Tea Party, they can become a part of it, and just go to Kickstarter, and in the search engine, you know, type in Occupy or Tea Party, and it will pop up a really cool logo, and they could go there and pledge, back this project, a little button there. You click on that, back this project will happen through people, you know, like your listeners. It would be fantastic if they could support the project.
Now, there's a deadline, so I want to make sure I mention that. I understand July 19th is the deadline for you to raise that $10,000. Is that correct?
Yeah, we have about 8 days to go. It's actually July 20th but it ends in the afternoon and Eastern time, so I don't even count that as a day. So I really have 8 days to go, and we're at $4,100 right now, and we just need $6,000 more to make Occupy versus Tea Party a reality and get it over that $10,000 mark. I've gotten so much I've done pitch meetings with production companies. Unbelievable. They all, like you said, the reaction is like, whoa, what a brilliant idea. And I've done it with networks, and they love it, and then they think about it after a week or two, and then they back off. And I have my theories about it because it's such a hot topic, political thing. I don't get it. So I'm at this point where this show has to be made. I'm like the guy in Close Encounters.
Right.
I had to go to that mountain there, Devil's Mountain. This has to be made. Production companies and networks haven't come through for me. I mean, they've led me on for weeks, and a lot of time has passed. And I said, to hell with it. I'm going to do it myself. This has to be made.
Well, you know, I'm going to guess that, and this is just a guess, Gordon, but I'm going to guess that what happens is there's a liability issue. They're thinking this is going to get physical at some point. That somebody is going to end up in a colossal physical argument, and they're right. This is almost a recipe for that. Now, listen, doesn't mean that there aren't ways that you guys can prevent that from happening. But if it's going to happen, hell, it's going to happen.
That happens on Jersey Shore.
Okay, fair enough.
You know what I'm saying? I understand that, and of course, David. But that's the point of the show. Also, we know there's the X factor. I call it the unknown. We never know. I've already begun casting. I've gone out and went to the Occupy camps in Central Park in New York and New Haven, and I went to Tea Party New Haven, and I've begun searching for my people that could be on the show. That's another. I have so much. You could do a whole show about this. I'm out there still searching, so I invite you to be on Occupy versus Tea Party. I would love to have you on the show.
Me?
Yeah, absolutely.
I'd be the one kicking some ass.
Well, we want you on there. So there's an invitation for Tony Truppiano to be on Occupy versus Tea Party.
All right, my guest again, Gordon Gebert. He has. We're going to give that website out again. We're up against the break, Gordon. I'm going to ask you to stay with us a little bit longer so we can talk a little bit more about this. In fact, throw it out again. The website again is what?
It's Kickstarter.com. And when you go there, just go, pop Occupy or Tea Party in the search engine, and you'll see Occupy versus Tea Party. And there's an actual one-minute video on there that people could click on to get the concept of the show. And then there's a little button right beside the video. It says, back this project. A dollar helps.
All right. Hold that thought. We got to get to the break. We'll come back. Gordon Gebert, my guest. Occupy versus Tea Party. Would you watch it? How about fund it? Well, now is your chance. Let's take a quick break here. We'll come back and talk a little bit longer with Gordon right after we do this.
First Chip with Tony Truppiano.
Congress and I have certainly had our differences. I want to especially thank all the members who took a break from their exhausting schedule of not passing any laws to be here tonight.
On 1310 WDTW.
1310 WDTW, continuous traffic watch.
Out to your rollways, and we have our first problems of the morning. First one's on 275 southbound, just after Ann Arbor Road. An accident has your right shoulder blocked, and that's causing slow traffic from Plymouth Road. Also on US 23 southbound near Barker Road, reports of wooden box debris is in both lanes, so use some caution there. That's your total traffic update. I'm Chris Boyd.
1310 WDTW Motor City Weather.
Today's going to be sunny and 86 degrees. Tonight, clear night sky and 62. Tomorrow, more sunshine and 89. And it's currently 61 degrees outside. This is Anthony with your first shift weather.
Hi, Tony Truffiano here. One of my pet projects for 2012 is to get those of you who have yet to register to vote to do just that. If you are connected to the internet, I have made it very easy for you to register. Just go to www.thetonyshow.org. That's www.thetonyshow.org and click on the register to vote button that is prominently displayed on the homepage. Now, there are no excuses, and it only takes a few minutes, and it's free as well. So, if you have to register to vote, I am not concerned as to why, but I am concerned if you don't do it now. Again, just go to www.thetonyshow.org and click on the button that says register to vote right here. We all care about our democracy, but if you are not registered to vote, then no matter how passionate you are, without voting or having the ability to vote, it's honestly just complaining, and we have all had enough of that. Again, go to www.thetonyshow.org and click on the register to vote button now and register.
I'm Marge Pavel, president of SEIU. When Wall Street greed caused the foreclosure and credit crisis that crippled middle-class families, Gary Peters wrote the most sweeping reform of Wall Street since the Great Depression.
This is Jimmy Settles.
And this is Chuck Hall of the UAW. When the auto industry was near collapse, U.S. Congressman Gary Peters stepped up to work with President Obama to save hundreds of thousands of jobs for our families.
This is Michael Aaron, president of the Michigan Laborers District Council. When the big banks celebrated our tax-funded bailouts with big bonuses for themselves, Gary Peters wrote legislation to force them to give it back.
And this is Al Garrett, president of Ask Me Council 25. All of us fight each day for jobs and collective bargaining rights. Together, we represent nearly 200,000 hard-working families in and around Detroit. And we need Gary Peters on the front line fighting for us in Washington. Vote Gary Peters in the 14th District.
I'm Gary Peters, candidate for Congress, and I approve this message.
Paid for by Peters for Congress.
Unions work. One of the many advantages of being a worker covered by a union contract is the increased likelihood that you will have guaranteed benefits, including scheduled wage increases, affordable health insurance, a secure pension, and paid time off, than non-union workers. Wouldn't it be nice to have the peace of mind and economic security that comes with a union contract? Find out how a union can work for you. Call the United Food and Commercial Workers at 1-888-485-9671. That's 1-888-485-9671.
First Shift is more than a radio show.
It's a movement.
And it's Facebook fun as well.
Very impressive.
Add a like to the First Shift with Tony Truppiano page today and tell a friend.
I'm friends with Merlin Olsen, too. He comes over.
Interact with other listeners.
Oh, what's up, diggity dog?
Listen to the song of the day.
Great googly moogly.
Vote in the daily poll.
That's how I roll.
And even win prizes by participating in the contest.
You ever have that feeling you were just born for greatness?
First Shift with Tony Truppiano on Facebook. And also follow us
at Tony Truppiano on Twitter.
You're listening to Michigan's only live and local progressive talk radio show.
Give us a call.
1-888-552-3595.
Welcome back to First Shift
with Tony Truppiano.
Hey, welcome back very much indeed. 22 minutes after 7 o'clock on this Wednesday morning. Gordon Gebert is my guest. He is the creator a really interesting idea, Occupy versus Tea Party, living in the house. We're going to get into a little more specifics on that, but let me tell you the crowdsourcing part of this. If you go to Kickstarter.com and just search for Occupy or Tea Party, you'll find it. Here's the thing I like about it. If they don't raise the money, all the money pledged immediately goes back to the people that pledged it. So if you pledge $1 or $1,000, it doesn't matter how much. If they don't get to that $10,000 mark by the 20th, basically the 19th of this month, then if you've pledged money, you get that money back. If they do raise enough money, of course, the point of that was to do that, then they can make this project happen. I find it interesting, and in fact, Gordon, you know, you write that Chuck Woolery has reached out and says he would like to host this.
Yes, it's amazing.
I've got to out that guy, though. I found out that he's a hardcore right-wing Republican, and I want to kick his ass, too.
Yes, absolutely. I really want a nonpartisan host for the show, but I thought it was a great, just to have a guy like Chuck Woolery that's in the industry to come out and be interested in the show. So I struck a nerve with him.
And, you know, and interestingly, Gordon, you've had a lot of people, some that you would be able to mention, some that you wouldn't, that are quite famous, that have said to you, hey, dude, if you get this off the ground, you know, you need to get back with me. I'd like to do this.
Well, I got a homeboy right in Detroit that's a native son of you, of Detroit, is Ted Nugent. And I can mention his name. That maniac wants to be on Occupy versus Tea Party. Obviously, he wants to be on a network version of the show, you know, with a big budget. But again, once again, I'm honored that, you know, I struck a nerve with these people, and they want to be on it, and they love the concept of the show. I have Keith Emerson, a good friend of mine, Emerson, Lake and Palmer, and he wants to do the soundtrack. I'm a musician myself, but wearing the hat of two producer and trying to create the show, I'd love to do the soundtrack to the show, but I'm going to bring in all my talented friends to help and work with me with this.
So give us an idea of if this show were to be made, what we would expect to see on a weekly basis.
Well, this is obviously, I'm shooting pilot. I had the dream show, the one where a production company comes in, a big with big money and could put this on A&E or whatever. And I wanted to do a Big Brother scenario and have a bunch of Occupy, a bunch of Tea Partiers in the same house, so to speak, and eliminate each other as they go down through the weeks. I'll give you the short version with the little budget that I have is just to shoot the pilot and have the idea out there and put it on the internet on YouTube, and that's the purpose of the $10,000 budget that I'm working with.
Well, yeah, I mean, there are just certain realities, Gordon. We can't expect that for $10,000 you're going to be able to do, you know, five episodes and some mini version of an entire season, because that's just not realistic.
That's not going to happen, no. But as I said, from my journey from November to now, I've been in production companies where they're saying, yes, we could have a $150,000 budget for this. And that's when I was like, wow, this is great. This is like my dream, you know. And they were coming in with the whole concept of the show. I'll go through the details of the concept. Like I said, bring in occupiers and tea partiers, put them in the same house, give them politically based challenges. Like sort of like Celebrity Apprentice, but with political based challenges, and then the winners of the challenges win immunity of not getting voted off the show, and then I call it the Great Debate, and that's what the whole show focuses on, is the debate between Occupy and Tea Party, and have them sit around and pick a hot political subject and have them debate, and you know, have game show rules involved, and then after the Great Debate, they vote each other off. I even have another segment called Share the Wealth, Steal the Wealth, and where they have an opportunity to win money for their group. And the details are very, very clever. I won't go into them. It has to be seen to appreciate it. And then they vote each other off. And over a six-week, you know, a six-episode series, you'd have six and six, five and five, and we'll actually get to the Chuck Woolery 2-2, and then one Occupy and one Tea Party standing, the best debater, because they voted each other off the show, and the audience chooses who was the most impressive and wins the show.
Well, I just think it's such a clever idea, and I really hope that that it actually comes to fruition. I think this could be a lot of fun. You know, leading up to, no matter what happens in November, we're going to have either Barack Obama win or Mitt Romney win. It's going to be one or the other. That doesn't mean these arguments go away, Gordon. It doesn't mean that the Tea Party is going to go away. It doesn't mean that the liberals are going to go away or the occupiers, because they're not going to go away. Everybody's still going to be there fighting for their point of view. So, you know, from a political perspective, you don't lose.
Yeah, exactly. When I've been pitching this in meetings, they said, "Oh, there's a time limit to it. There's a an expiration date." And I said, "No, not really." And I said, "Well, I said give it a shot. If before the election is the prime time to have this show come out, because from here, I wanted the show out by September, October, November. The number one topic after this summer is going to be the election, and I see this show as a microcosm of the discussion of the kitchen table of America. And I think as television junkies that America is, I think it would be the number one show that people will be discussing and watching.
Well, I'll be honest with you, and we're just about out of time, Gordon. I think two things will come out of this, and I'm being serious. I think two things will certainly come out of this, that we'll find out that we actually have much more in common than we ever realized, the two sides.
Bingo.
I think that will happen.
Yes.
And number two, it will be what people talk about on Monday morning if it's on Sunday night. I mean, it will be what people talk about. Gordon, I really do want to wish you the best with this project. I love the idea. I'm glad we had a chance to visit this morning. You can count on me for a small donation, for sure. And I really hope that you guys work this out. Again, there is a deadline on this, folks, so I need you to go to Kickstarter.com and either search for Occupy or Tea Party. It'll take you. Again, there's a description there. There's a little video there. So, Gordon gets to his little one-minute pitch. And if they don't, what in the business called break escrow, if they don't get enough money into the coffers by the 20th of July, you will get your money back if you did indeed throw some money at this project to become an executive producer. Gordon Gebbard, thank you so much for being with us. Let us know what happens, would you please?
Tony, absolutely. I profusely thank you. Tremendous, tremendous help. I really thank you.
Love the idea. All right, we've got to take a quick break. When we come back, Congressman Gary Peters will be my guest. Looking forward to visiting with the congressman, my former Alma College alumnus. In the meantime, let's go fill up our coffee, listen to the bottom of the hour news, and we'll be back right after this.
WDTW continuous traffic watch.
Checking your drive as the traffic picks up, you got more accidents. Let's head over to 275 northbound, just after Cherry Hill Road, where the accident has your right shoulder blocked. That's in the construction zone. Or northbound Telegraph at Warren, accident has your left lane blocked, and that's also blocking the right turn lane. And on Warren Avenue westbound at US 24, accident has one lane blocked. And also, we're watching heavy traffic on 94 westbound between Maross and Cadieux. That's your total traffic update. I'm Chris Boyd.
1310 WDTW Motor City Weather.
Today's going to be sunny and 86 degrees. Tonight, clear night sky and 62. Tomorrow, more sunshine and 89. And it's currently 61 degrees outside. This is Anthony with your first shift weather.
This is D. Alexander Bullock. Join me and Tony Trippiano on August 25th at 12 noon for the Crusade for America Parent and Youth March. We march for an urban policy. We march for a war on poverty. We march to save democracy. We march to stop gun violence. Get active, get engaged, and get involved. For more information, like us on Facebook at Rainbow Push Detroit and follow us on Twitter at Rainbow Push MI.
You're listening to WIN, the Workers' Independent News Service. I'm Jesse Russell. The United States is one of only a very small handful of countries that doesn't have a maternity leave policy. It's an issue discussed at length in a new book by former Vermont Governor Madeleine Koonin, titled The New Feminist Agenda, Defining the Next Revolution for Women, Work, and Family. In addition to tackling maternity leave, Koonin also looks at how paternity leave has benefited Scandinavian countries, which have been at the forefront of family rights. The United States has the highest poverty rate of all industrial countries, hovering around 20%, while the Scandinavian countries have a poverty rate around 4%. Koonin said that has a great deal to do with those countries providing rights to families that allow for better job security and which equalize men and women in the workforce.
That means they are going to have a better equipped workforce, because having fewer poor children means you will have better educated children, you will have children who are less likely to be incarcerated, and you have children who grow up to be more likely to be employable.
Koonin said not having both paternity and maternity leave leads to companies to favor employing men over women.
the woman may not get hired. If there's a choice between hiring a woman of childbearing age and a man, the man has an advantage in that he wouldn't be a possible person who would take family leave, you know,
right.
So it might work against the employment of women.
U.S. Senator Sherrod Brown is introducing legislation to restore congressional oversight to trade negotiations. The Teamsters and Ford Motor Company support the bill. Senator Brown wants to see more labor standards protections and wants to make sure that foreign markets are fully open to U.S. manufacturing products.
She's seen with past trade agreements, protections for labor and the environment and human rights haven't kept pace with protection for overseas investments and intellectual property. At a time when too many people in my state are looking for work, we can't sign a lopsided trade agreement that, again, tips the balance against U.S. automakers and U.S. workers.
Teamsters President Jim Hoffa says trade agreements must put workers first, and Senator Brown's bill can help make sure that the U.S. insists on fair labor standards in trade negotiations.
We are losing the war in trade, and agreement after another, whether they're Korea, whether they're Panama, Colombia, CAFTA, have all been disasters standpoint of jobs. We've lost over 5 million jobs. The American public has lost confidence in trade agreements. Polls recently show that people don't believe in these. They believe they're costing American jobs. And guess what? The American public is right. They are costing us jobs.
You've been listening to WIN, the Workers' Independent News. For more information, visit laborradio.org.
Got a question or comment? Call now. 888-552-3595.
First Shift with Tony Tribbiano
on 1310 WDTW.
35 minutes after the hour. Welcome back. Tony Truppiano with you. I've mentioned this a few times. Certainly now would be very appropriate considering my next guest. Next Monday, which is July 16th, I will be moderating a town hall meeting, if you will, of candidates in the 14th Congressional District, which include all of the candidates for Congress. Actually, they've all been invited, including my next guest, Congressman Gary Peters, who I welcome back to First Shift. Congressman, I want to thank you for giving us some of your time this morning.
Well, Tony, it's always a pleasure to be on with you.
Appreciate it. A couple issues I want to get to, but I want to start with some good news. Over the last 3 years, as a result of your leadership, in fact, I want to read something very briefly first. In September of 2009, which was just about 3 years ago, you were the first member of Congress to call for a creation of a lending fund for smaller lenders. You also published an op-ed in The Hill on the need to spur more small business lending through community banks. And I'm happy to report to this audience that as a result of that initiative and that leadership, we have now seen at least $190 million go to small businesses that needed that seed money for investment and growth. So I want to thank you and congratulate you on the success of that program.
Well, thank you. Thank you, Tony. I appreciate that. You know, it was the one thing that we heard over and over again, that small business owners just couldn't get access to money after the debacle on Wall Street and the greed run wild that brought the collapse or near collapse to Wall Street. And yet it's our small business owners, the entrepreneurs in our communities, the small businesses that create most of the jobs. And if they can't have access to money, they can't create a job. They can't maintain their jobs. So we worked very closely with the Obama administration, passed the Small Business Jobs Act. And as you said, already $190 million of lending to small businesses through our community banks, but over $5 billion nationwide has gone to small business.
Yeah, let me just give this a partial list, but I just because it will be recognizable to our audience. But Birmingham Bloomfield Bank Shares in Birmingham increased small business lending by 21%. Crestmark Bancorp Troy increased lending by 73.9%. Huron Valley State Bank in Milford increased lending to small businesses by 32.6%. Level One Bancorp in Farmington Hills increased small business lending by 32.6%. Last but not least, Valley Financial Group of Saginaw increased small business lending by 13.7%. That's a significant investment in our futures, I would think.
No question about that. That's the kind of investment we need. And from Main Street onto Main Street businesses, that's where most of the jobs are created. And these small institutions just couldn't go to a big bank. The big banks were not lending to small businesses. They weren't lending to individuals, as you know. And if they don't have access to money, they can't grow and hire people. So this is a very important bill that allowed small community banks who are in our local communities making most of those lending the ability to increase their loans. And they, as you can tell by the numbers that you gave, they have all increased their lending to small businesses as a result of the Small Business Lending Act.
Would it be fair of me, Congressman Gary Peters, to point out that this, of course, happened at a time when Congress actually negotiated and got along? This was passed at a time where, you know, we wanted to see progress in this country as opposed to what we have now, or would that be inappropriate for me to bring up?
No, I think it's totally appropriate. I mean, what this bill represented was that we saw a problem. We figured out a practical, common sense way of working together in public-private partnerships to make available capital for small business. But it was practical problem solving. We don't see that in Congress today. In fact, it's just about political games. Today, we're going to be voting on just an outright repeal of the Affordable Care Act. This is after the Supreme Court has ruled it constitutional. We're moving forward. The bill is having a significant impact to help people have affordable health care. But the Republicans just want to have a repeal vote, which we know will go nowhere. This bill will never get signed into law, never get through the Senate. We are wasting time here in Washington and time in Congress just doing political bills. They go back home and put on a 30-second soundbite on a commercial, but do nothing to solve the problems that we have in the country and issues that we need to be coming together to deal with. They're unwilling to do that right now. It's just all about political partisan gamesmanship.
Well, and unfortunately, Congressman Gary Peters, you are correct, and I was trying to think of a perhaps some way to spin this. I'm even using that vernacular I shouldn't be using, because honestly, I try to stay away from spin. I try to stick with truth. But the reality is, when we look at what Congress is not doing, in fact, we play this little promo during the show where the president, I don't even remember where he's at, but the president said some gathering. He says, I want to thank members of Congress for coming here today and taking a break from not passing bills, because that's what's happened. And unfortunately, although, Gary Peters, you get up to go to work every day, you don't always get a chance to work every day.
Yeah, no, I mean, we want to, I'm working on legislation. They're working on legislation to deal with the mortgage issues and the folks that, the fact that so many people are underwater. We need to have some mortgage forgiveness programs in place to really spur the economy to get it going. It's absolutely essential that we stabilize the residential real estate market. And, in fact, I even have one Republican co-sponsor with me, but we can't get Republican leadership to even have a hearing. And yet they talk repeatedly how we need to reform the market, and yet when they have a bill, which I have authored, which is getting support from a wide range of groups like the National Association of Realtors, from the home builders, even with that kind of support, they are unwilling even to have a hearing. And if you can't have a hearing, you can't be addressing issues that need to be dealt with.
Well, it certainly does make you wonder what their, Congressman, what their priorities are. We were having a conversation on the show the other day, so let me just throw this out there to you. After you guys are done working, you might go out for a pop, or, you know, maybe you're having dinner inside the Beltway and you run into a Republican colleague. Do you guys ever sit down and say to yourselves, what can we do with leadership to move this whole thing off dead center? Because I can't imagine that all of your Republican colleagues are happy with the way things are going. And I'm not asking you to name names, just to confirm that, you know, just give me a little hope that maybe there are people in Congress that are on the other side of the aisle that want change too.
Well, that's true. There are definitely members that want to do that. In fact, I mentioned the gentleman that I'm working with on this mortgage bill. I spoke with him yesterday, in fact, about that, as to where we are with the Republican leadership getting a hearing. He says that he's having those conversations. He's very frustrated. He's getting other folks to have conversations. He's hoping to see some movement, but it may not be until after election time, which is unfortunate. We have to wait till election. These are problems that have to be dealt with now. We can't be waiting months in order to deal with them. But there are some out there, but you've got leadership in the Republican Party, the Republican leadership here in Congress that simply wants to play political games.
Yeah, they don't want to get into that. That is quite sad. Let's go to the phones very quickly and take a call. Sally in Royal Oak joins us now. Sally, thanks for your call. You're on the air with Congressman Gary Peters.
I appreciate your show. Congressman, I really want to know what kind of time you guys have on your hands. It's like you, not you personally, when I say you, it's the Congress, the Senate. Unbelievable waste of time. People in this country are suffering horribly, and it's almost like you're blind and deaf to what's really going on. This is a bullying tactic, wholly and totally. They don't know when to take no for an answer. They don't know when to take yes for an answer. And I don't know when the Democrats and the people that we have elected to represent us are going to stand up and say enough.
Well, Sally, we certainly understand your frustration. And Congressman, I think you probably share some of Sally's frustration.
Oh, there's no question. We share that, and that's when we come in to work here. I mean, like right now, in fact, yesterday I was on the floor and standing up to this repeal of health care saying, you know, enough is enough. Let's end this. What we need to be focused on are jobs and getting the economy going. This is not about creating jobs. In fact, with the repeal of the health care, which they're putting on the floor today, there's a significant benefit to small businesses that create jobs that are suddenly going to lose those, not to mention the impact on people who will not be able to have access to affordable care. So, you know, I say enough is enough. I agree with that caller. Let's move forward. Let's make things better. Let's quit making these political decisions that, and I think the caller's right, don't have a basis in reality for real people's lives. Real people are struggling, want to have jobs, want to have opportunities, want to take care of issues like making sure they have access to affordable health care for their families, want to be able to retire with dignity. These are kind of issues that that are not being addressed by the Republican Congress.
By the way, and I should have mentioned this. I don't know. We've had you on quite a bit. You have your own YouTube channel. So if people just go to YouTube and they search for Gary Peters or Congressman, U.S. Congressman Gary Peters, he has an entire channel there, as many members of Congress do, and you can literally see many, if not all, of his floor speeches. There's some really enlightening stuff there. Some of his appearances on TV are there. So if you've got any questions at all where the congressman stands on issues, one of the great things about YouTube is it gives you an explanation of what every video says. So I would encourage folks to go there, Congressman, and check that out, because there's a lot of really great resources available to people right there.
Well, I appreciate you mentioning that. That's right. It's, we'll have our floor speeches on there. People will see what we're standing up for, and also hopefully get some facts on issues that they can then take back to their community, to their neighbors and friends. And because we've all got a stake in this together, and we've got to be talking to our co-workers so they understand what is happening in Washington and that there are clear differences. And then first and foremost, people have to understand that elections do matter, and they've got to get out and vote.
Absolutely. Well, August 7th is the first date we need to be mindful of. Congressman, we are out of time. I'll look forward to seeing you on Monday at the Grosse Pointe War Memorial. Thanks so much for your time this morning.
Always a pleasure being with you, Tony.
You bet. Congressman Gary Peters. A quick break, and we'll come back. We'll be open lines on the other side, 888-552-3595. I actually want to add to something Sally had to say. Man, do I feel her pain. We'll be right back. This is Tony Trupiano, when you're listening to 1310 WDTW.
First Shift with Tony Trupiano.
President Obama wanted to move the dinner to the Kennedy Center this year, but the Republicans wanted to keep it here at the Hilton, so they compromised, and here we are at the Hilton.
On 1310 WDTW.
Do you have some previous experience in the restaurant industry but want additional opportunities to enhance your skills?
The Restaurant Opportunity Center of Michigan, Rock, Michigan, is offering free classes in fine dining, serving, and bartending.
You'll learn the order of service every server should know,
speed pouring,
drink recipes,
customer service skills the industry is looking for,
and much more.
All classes will take place at our restaurant and training center, Colors Detroit, at 311 East Grand River in Detroit, Michigan.
Please call 313-962-5020
Monday through Friday from 9:30 a.m. until 6 p.m. to set up your orientation date and learn more about the nation's largest nonprofit restaurant worker organization. We want to help you elevate your skill set and passion for the food service industry and give you every opportunity to achieve everything this industry has for you. Again, call 313-962-5020 and set up your appointment for your orientation date. Rock, Michigan. Your future is waiting for you now.
Stay tuned for more of First Shift after this on Detroit's Progressive Talk, 1310 WDTW.
Unions work. Did you know that workers covered by a union contract earn more money each year than non-union workers? And that a contract can put more dollars in your pocket each and every week? A union contract protects your wages, giving your family financial security. Does more money in your pocket sound good? Find out how a union can work for you. Call the United Food and Commercial Workers at 1-888-485-9671. That's 1-888-485-9671.
This is Janae Ramsey, former director of the City of Detroit Senior Citizens Department. Over the years, I have poured my heart and soul into the many wonderful events that I have hosted. That was to show you how much you were loved and appreciated. From the centenarian luncheons, health fair picnics, senior appreciation days, and visits to your buildings. I have been there with you and for you. Now I am asking you to be there with me in supporting U.S. Congressman Gary Peters in the 14th District. As U.S. Congressman, Gary Peters has stood by President Obama's side to pass the health care bill and to save the auto industry. And Gary Peters will stand by your side when you need him most. So when you get your absentee ballots in the mail, vote Gary Peters for the 14th District. This is Tanae Ramsey. Seniors, I have never led you wrong, and I won't be starting today.
I'm Gary Peters, and I approve this message.
Paid for by Peters for Congress.
Stay connected with us. First Shift is on Facebook and Twitter. Follow us, like us, love us. At Tony Trupiano on Twitter, and add a like to the First Shift with Tony Trupiano page today. Tweet,
tweet, tweet. Together we stand, divided we fall. Got something to get off your chest? Give us a call. 1-888-552-3595. This is First Shift with Tony Trupiano.
Welcome back. 10 minutes before the top of the hour, before I comment a little bit further on what Sally in Royal Oak had to say. Jeff, I just this is a simple question. I got an email. Somebody said to me, gee, it seems that you have Gary Peters on an awful lot on the show. Do we ban any congressional candidate from being on the show, Jeff?
Never.
Okay. And if they contact us, do we not go out of our way to make sure that we accommodate them?
More than once.
All right. So I just want to make sure that people understand that. The Congressman Peters office contacts us with legitimate news, which this was today, this $190 million in local spending and this health care repeal vote today. He is a sitting member of Congress. Why would I not want him on the show?
If you want, and if anyone wants to get on there, if anyone's listening and wants, you know, their rep on, all they have to do is get, I mean, Gary Peters there's a reason why he's as good as he is, because they're very good at knowing who to reach out to and being very good about getting you information and us information. I mean, it's all about, you know, respect for who you're talking to.
And interestingly, yesterday they inadvertently didn't send you something, and what did that guy do? He sent you an apology
immediately.
Yeah, I mean, so that's class act.
Yeah, that's where it's won at. You know, I mean, and there's times where I understand we go out of our way more than once to go after somebody because we want them really, you know, on the show a lot. But there's only so many times you're going to be able to do that. There's only so many times you can put it off until finally you get the hint that they don't want to be on. I mean, we can't force someone to come on, but Gary Peters is very good on the radio, and we like having him on.
Right, and so, we're working with another candidate's campaign right now to get her on. That'll give you a little clue. There are other members, other candidates for Congress and state House seats that we are happy to accommodate. In fact, we've thrown invitations out on the air to certain candidates who don't seem to want to come on and talk about the truth, but that's okay. We're all right with that. At the end of the day, before I run out of time, and I'll do that because I'll get off on that tangent and I don't want to. Sally in Royal Oak, if you're still listening, man, do I feel your pain. Here's the challenge, and maybe and maybe you do know this, but it does get frustrating because you want the Democrats to do what I want the Democrats to do, which is to basically say, F you Republicans, I want this done this way, and I want it done now. I want my Democratic representative to stand up and tell the Republican leadership, I don't care what you say. Here's the problem. It won't matter. And that is such a difficult thing to deal with. It won't matter. And sadly, it won't. It won't matter how tough they sound. Because ultimately, when you, as Gary Peters was just telling us, ultimately when you go to the leadership and it happens to be controlled by the Republican Party and say, I'd like to have a debate on this legislation or I'd like to introduce this, if they won't schedule it, it doesn't happen. It just doesn't happen. You know, this is the same thing that's happening at the state level where if you're a Democrat and you show up for work, especially well, in both the House and the Senate here in Michigan, you have literally no say in the agenda. You have no say in the legislation that's introduced. You have no say in the scheduling. You have no say in any of it. That's the same thing in the U.S. House of Representatives. The Democrats have no say in this stuff, making it that much more important that come August and then November, we do our very best to make sure that we do what we can do here in the state of Michigan by sending as many Democrats as possible to the U.S. House of Representatives. And I mean as many as possible. Democrats rule. Woo-hoo! Sally, I so feel your pain. But it's not as simple as being loud. I wish it were. I wish it were that simple because there would be lots of screaming and it would make a difference. Right? I mean, I get that. Unfortunately, it's just not going to make a difference. We don't have. I mean, that's the worst part. As Democrats serving in the House right now, we don't have that opportunity. It's challenging, man. It's really, really challenging. And don't think that these representatives aren't, these members of Congress aren't frustrated as well. It'll be interesting to see after the November elections if the Blue Dog Democrats, which are conservative Democrats, if that group shrinks or gets larger. It'll be good news if it shrinks. It will not be good news if it gets louder or larger. So I'm going to be keeping a very close eye on that. But I'm very, 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 very open to the idea of something good happening in the House. Around the country, it's going to be a tough election season. Now, before we go any further, there will be the repeal vote of the Affordable Care Act today. Even if the vote passes, which it very well could, it won't go anywhere because the Senate won't adopt the repeal. That means it doesn't make it to the White House. If it did, of course, the president would veto it. They don't have enough votes to overturn a veto, so it's not like it's going to go anywhere. But here's my point. Jeff, we kind of hit on this yesterday. The Republicans, and at the state level, Jace Bolger kind of did this, but the Republicans are basically saying, we don't really care what the courts say. We don't care what the law says. We don't care what the American people want. If we're unhappy with it, we're going to basically ignore it or find a way around it. Now, I'm going to give you another example because this is kind of interesting. Secretary of State Ruth Johnson announced yesterday that the voter suppression bills that Governor Snyder vetoed, she is going to rewrite and then have somebody reintroduce them, taking out the parts that he objected to. Can't you just accept the fact that you lost? Can't you do that? And of course you can't. And so there's further frustration. I keep on hearing Sally's voice in my head, that passion, that anger, that frustration, that need for more. And I so get it, Sally. I really, really do. I so get it. We cannot let this happen again. And understand the reality. The reality is, and I really do believe we will take back the House here in Michigan. At the federal level, I can't guarantee that. I can't actually guarantee it at the state level. I do believe that the preponderance of evidence suggests that we will. All right? So let me say that up front. With that said, all that does is allows us to slow down this hardcore right-wing conservative onslaught of BS laws that have done nothing but hurt the middle class. Because we still have the supermajority in the Senate that will take at least three election cycles to erase. At least three election cycles to erase. We are a very long way from righting this wrong that was... I got to be careful. I'm going to really lose it here. Let's take a break. We've got the top of the hour coming up. When we come back, Steven Henderson, Lori Lamoran with Planned Parenthood. So we've got that stuff. Feel free to send me an email, tony@thetonyshow.org. If you'd like to join us at any time, 888-552-3595. Thanks again to the congressman. We'll take the break and be right back.
WDTW, continuous traffic watch.
Checking your drive as the traffic picks up, you got more accidents. Let's head over to 275 northbound, just after Cherry Hill Road, where the accident has your right shoulder blocked. That's in the construction zone. Or northbound Telegraph at Warren, accident has your left lane blocked, and that's also blocking the right turn lane. And on Warren Avenue westbound at US 24, accident has one lane blocked. And also, we're watching heavy traffic on 94 westbound between Maross and Cadieux. That's your total traffic update. I'm Chris Boyd.
1310 WDTW Motor City Weather.
Today's going to be sunny and 86 degrees. Tonight, clear night sky and 62. Tomorrow, more sunshine and 89. And it's currently 61 degrees outside. This is Anthony with your first shift weather.
If you missed today's first shift with Tony Trupiano, or you want to listen to his segment again, visit our podcast page on 1310WDTW.com today.
Hey, it's Jeff from First Shift. You're listening to 1310 WDTW, Dearborn, Detroit, home of First Shift with Tony Trupiano. Now, NBC News with the latest.
NBC News Radio, I'm Jim Mikleshevsky. Tough times in San Bernardino, the third California city in 2 weeks to file for bankruptcy after facing a budget shortfall of more than $45 million. NBC's Lolita Lopez.
We're talking about a city with 15.7% unemployment, 5,000 homes in foreclosure, and no one really, really spending money. Sales tax, a decline of $16 million. But the biggest fear for the city was it being unable to meet its payroll of city employees.
Stockton and Mammoth Lakes also filing Chapter 9. Meantime, Scranton, Pennsylvania is paying municipal workers the minimum wage to avoid default. Police and fire unions fighting it in court. It's try again for House Republicans. They'll vote today to repeal the health care reform law, which was just upheld by the Supreme Court. Senate Democrats say they'll defeat any vote to repeal. And mom's right. Eat your fruits and veggies. Trouble is, Americans are still coming up well short of what nutritionists recommend. Survey shows most consuming less than half the dietary guidelines for better health. This is NBC News Radio. GOP presidential hopeful Mitt Romney addresses the NAACP convention in Houston today. NBC's Peter Alexander.
The NAACP, of course, is the nation's oldest civil rights organization, and Romney can expect to face a skeptical audience here. 4 years ago, then-candidate Obama won 95% of the African-American vote.
President Obama lifted by a new Reuters poll that widens his lead over Romney to 6 points among registered voters. A mile-wide area of Columbus, Ohio, evacuated after a fiery freight train derailment and explosion early this morning. Norfolk Southern says 11 cars derailed, no injuries reported. What a rout! The National League took it to the American League last night, scoring 5 in the first inning and dominated 8-0. That's 3 straight for the National League. And now you can work out while working. USA Today reports new interest in a novelty item, the treadmill desk. A treadmill with a desk attached, allowing you to type, use a mouse, and make phone calls while cruising along at 2 miles per hour. I'm Jim Mikleshevsky, NBC News Radio.
You're cruising down the highway and don't want to stop for gas. BP gasoline with Invigorate can help you keep on going because it can help your car get a few more miles per tank when compared to low detergent gas. When used continuously, it helps clean and protect critical engine parts from harmful deposits, so you can go a little farther between fill-ups. So blow by that exit. You've got driving to do. BP gasoline with Invigorate. Go a little farther.
Have you heard? Proactive is America's top acne system because it works. So stay tuned for a chance to participate in a 60-day trial to prove it. Proactive heals acne and helps prevent new breakouts. We're looking for 50 people with moderate acne to demonstrate exactly how fast Proactive works. The first 50 callers can try Proactive risk-free for 60 days. And we're giving away our amazing dark spot corrector just for participating. Call 1-800-214-9671. That's 1-800-214-9671.
It didn't take 140 characters for Twitter's boss to make it plain. The social blogging site has no immediate plans to start trading shares publicly. Chief Executive Dick Costolo tells the LA Times Twitter has a truckload of money in the bank and will remain a private company for as long as it wants. His comments come just weeks after rival Facebook went public in a high-profile IPO debacle. But Facebook is still making deals. This time it's working with NBC to promote the Summer Olympic Games. The New York Times says Facebook users will be reminded about NBC's coverage of the London Olympics, and viewers of NBC's coverage will be nudged to talk about the games on Facebook. There even will be a Facebook talk meter occasionally shown on TV to reflect what is being said online. Wall Street could move higher at the opening bell after four losing days. S&P futures in the plus column by about 5 points. NASDAQ up 7. Dow futures are rising by 50. Oil prices also heading up. Up $1.29 now, $85.20 a barrel. I'm Steve Potusk in the newsroom at MarketWatch.com.
Safe Light Repair, Safe Light Replace.
Ryan, technician with Safe Light Auto Glass.
So you think all auto glass companies are the same? Well, they're not. With Safe Light, you get more. Every windshield we replace is backed by a national lifetime guarantee, keeping you covered wherever you are. Plus, Safe Light has more glass in stock than anyone, so we can get to you faster.
Just tell your insurance company you want Safe Light, or call us at 1-800-800-2727, or go to safelight.com.
We're not sure what some banks mean when they say,
"How can I help you?"
Because whenever you ask for their help, it's always,
"That's not in our policy, sir."
And then they need to
transfer you to a supervisor
who is
currently assisting other customers.
And after all that, they say,
"Your business is extremely important to us."
At Ally Bank, we give you live, knowledgeable customer service any time of day or night. Products designed to help you, and no ridiculous fees. That's how Ally helps. Ally Bank. No nonsense. Just people sense. Member FDIC.
Nelman, where's Shipley with my cost analysis?
She's homesick, Mr. Fernwell. I'll handle it.
Ooh.
Ooh. Oh, no, were you sick too, sir?
Nelman, last time you did the cost analysis, it wasn't pretty. Call Bob from Accountemps.
Oh, I never get to do any of the important stuff.
Okay, you can do payroll.
Yes, what's that?
On second thought, Bob from Accountemps could handle payroll too.
Bob.
Call Accountemps for your temporary accounting and finance needs. 1-800-803-8367. Accountemps, a Robert Half Company.
For a while now, Exxon and Mobil have been talking about clean. But what exactly does clean mean? Well, it means all Exxon and Mobil gasoline is specifically engineered to help remove harmful deposits. It means our gasoline helps clean your intake valves, your engine runs smoother, and reduce emissions. It even means it helps improve fuel economy. At Exxon and Mobil, clean means gasoline that works smarter for you. Learn more at fuelprogress.com. Exxon and Mobil. Think.
They call us a mob.
To try to divide us.
They tell us prosperity should start at the top and to wait for it to trickle down.
More like piddle down.
They refuse to compromise for the good of the country.
When you're right, you don't have to compromise. Compromise is for people that are wrong.
Instead, caring more about the politics of politics.
I don't know why he believes that it's going to be any easier for Republicans than Democrats to make these tough decisions.
They think we have no choice but to sit back and take it.
Think again.
No more. This is First Shift with Tony Trubiano.
Yeah, welcome back. 6 minutes after 8 o'clock on this Wednesday, the 11th day of July 2012. That's right, that's the 7-Eleven giveaway day. So as Jeff reminded me, you get 7.11 ounces of free Slurpee today. Head over there. And then Anthony told me, when I said I was going to go get a sugar-free drink, someone actually called and lectured him on why if I drank sugar-free stuff, it would kill me. Folks, lighten up a little bit. Just a little bit. I don't know if you've had too much coffee or not enough. With that said, we have so much to get to in this hour, so let's go ahead and do our intro and get this thing going.
Editorial page editor and host of American Black Journal.
There's no virtuous principle you can attach to this kind of behavior. It's not respectful of voters. It's not respectful of the chamber that you're in.
The Detroit Free Press's and First Shift Voice of Reason.
And I think opportunistic is the word that comes to mind. It's just somebody who wanted to stay more than he wanted to be true to the values that he was elected on.
Mr. Stephen Henderson.
Yes, joining us now is Mr. Stephen Henderson, who I'm happy to say has a brand new blog. Now, I did post it to Facebook, and we'll do it again today. But, Stephen, I'd like to give you welcome you back, first of all, and give you a few minutes to talk about the new blog, which is beautiful, by the way. Really nice.
My new blog, yeah. Well, I didn't design it. It's one of those templates on WordPress. I decided I would start a blog where I could put all of the different little things that I'm involved in, the Free Press and First Shift and My Week and American Black Journal on PBS, but then also it's a place where I can sort of show off some of the pictures that I have been taking lately. I have become quite the sort of excited new photographer. I've been taking pictures all over the city as a different way to try to tell stories. So it's sort of a one-stop shop for all things Stephen Henderson. So
It's really impressive, and I've enjoyed it. I actually saved it to my favorites, and now it'll be a place that I certainly stop at least once a week because I have you on Wednesdays, some Tuesdays. But it's but it is fun. Give people the address so they can go check it out. And again, we'll put it up on Facebook as well.
Sure, I'm calling it Resurgit, which is part of the city's motto, Resurgit Teneribus, which was it shall rise again from the ashes, which Father Gabriel Richard said after the fire a long time ago in Detroit. So the address is shendersonresurgit.com. People should check it out, and I'm sort of growing it as we go. I've started now putting up cool music from Spotify and all kinds of stuff, so we'll see where it goes.
Yeah, it's cool. In fact, I was really impressed with knowing how busy you are, the hell you found time to do this, but...
It's in the middle of the night.
You're right. That's exactly when it would be. Speaking of the middle of the night, that's when I got my message from you. And we really do need to start, Stephen Henderson, a conversation with somebody I probably know a little more intimately than most people, and that's Thaddeus McCotter.
Yeah.
My, oh my, what a mess he's made, not just for himself, not just for the state of Michigan, but certainly the 11th Congressional District, both the old and the new. This guy got it wrong. He got it wrong every way he could.
Yeah, well, there's just a lot of missteps here, right? I mean, I think we still don't know quite what happened with the signatures that turned out not to be sufficient to keep him on the ballot. But, you know, that sort of set off, I think, a string of calamities for him that now have resulted in us having to pay $650,000 to fill his seat for, 6 weeks? Even as we're electing a new person to represent his new district. I mean, I think this is going to be one of the more confusing ballot exercises we're going to have this November, and I'm not sure that people are going to be able to keep it all straight.
Yeah, well, here, let me just try to see how they do with this. If you are going to vote in the primary, which you need to do on August 7th for the new 11th Congressional District, there is a primary on only one side, although there's a write-in candidate on the other, but... If you are looking to vote, there will be a primary on September 5th for the old 11th, which will only cover the old 11th till inauguration day in January. So what I'm telling you is you need to get 1,000 signatures if you want to be a candidate by sometime next week. Have I confused people enough yet, Stephen? Because that's what's going on.
I think that's really confusing. I think it's confusing for the candidates as well as voters. I mean, if you're a candidate for the new 11th, Do you make the effort to try to get the seat for the last 6 weeks of the year? I was trying to figure out yesterday whether I mean, is there any sort of political advantage? You know, if you could, you know, if you could win the interim appointment, does it somehow help you out to win the regular seat? But I don't think it does. I mean, I think because these things are going to go on at the same time, it's hard to figure out why you would even want to do that. I mean, who's going to want to go to Washington for the last 6 weeks of the year if they're not interested in the seat permanently? I mean, it's a real mess because of the timing. And you know, it's going to cost us $650,000 that we probably shouldn't have to spend, and that's the real tragedy. But also just the confusion, I think, for voters.
Oh, I think the only person, Stephen, that it would really benefit might be Nancy Cassese, because she could actually get involved in the primary to replace Thad McCotter in a very short period, which would actually put her name on a ballot, not the ballot, but a ballot.
On a ballot.
That may help her, but, you know, this is a conversation I had with a national pundit yesterday, it really doesn't help anybody for a variety of reasons, but the biggest one is nobody really is going to have the money it's going to take to run two campaigns. Dr. Taj, who is the only real Democrat running in this, although he does have a primary, the other guy's a LaRouche guy.
Right.
Dr. Taj is the, you know, he came out with a statement late in the day yesterday that he would not be seeking that seat. Just didn't, and I think he made the smart decision. It's just too confusing for everybody. Somebody even suggested to me yesterday, Stephen, nobody may run for that seat.
Well, I suppose that's possible. I mean, you know, I'm not sure why you would want to have to try to campaign for two primaries, obviously, instead of one. And again, it's this 6 week window where we're not very much is likely to happen. I mean, I suppose we could get some lame duck activity out of the House after the presidential election, but that seems unlikely to have much of an effect because the chamber is still the minority chamber. I mean, it's still Republican. You're still going to have a Democratic president and Senate at least until January 1. So I'm still sitting around scratching my head about this, trying to figure out why we had to do it this way. I mean, there may be some trigger in state law that I'm unaware of that said you had to do this. But again, if McCotter could have figured out how to sort of piece everything back together and at least stay until his current term expires, then we wouldn't really be in this mess.
No, we wouldn't. And I'm gonna just take a guess that he did not seek any advice on this, that he made this decision totally in a renegade fashion. I think that's fairly obvious. Nobody, no responsible Republican strategist would have advised him to do what he did.
No.
I don't believe that they would anyway. And so as we look at the nightmare here, and it is a nightmare. Interestingly, somebody had interviewed Thad McCotter yesterday, and he said that it's a promotion to return to civilianhood. And they also asked the question, well, if it's a promotion, why'd you wait so long?
Well, right. And, you know, I mean, this is the part of McCotter that I think we've become accustomed to being frustrated with. You know, the sort of impulsiveness, I mean, he's a very independent, sort of personality. And, you know, there are times when I think that overrides, the sense of obligation and service that he should still have, because, you know, voters elect them. Voters elected him, well, I guess what, four times, almost five, or five times. To that seat, so he should feel some responsibility to stick it out, and I think this is sort of an example of where that impulsivity takes over and he does something else. So,
now, no question, this has become, by the way, as I'm sure many people know. Of course, you know this, Stephen. It's become a national story, and in fact, it's become a national embarrassment. Everybody's making fun of this guy. Any political pundit that likes to make fun of politics has decided to make Thad McCotter ground zero, unfortunately. Stephen, we have to take a very quick break here. So let's do that. When we come back, two more names that we're going to throw out there, and we'll get to Bob Ficano and Crystal Crittenden. Yep, they're still front and center. There's still news, and after yesterday's announcement, and again, this predates Bob to a degree, that there are people receiving lifetime benefits from the county. Now, it's not that Bob Ficano didn't know this, but he also didn't do anything to change it. That's, to me, serious business. Let's take a break. A lot to get to. Steven Henderson is my guest. I am Tony Truppiano. We'll return on 1310 WDTW right after this.
First Chip with Tony Truppiano.
You know why I knew this rescue would succeed? It was because I believed in you. I placed my bet on the American worker. And I'll make that bet any day of the week.
On 1310 WDTW.
1310 WDTW, continuous traffic watch.
Checking your traffic, let's head over to Dearborn Heights, where an accident has your left lane blocked on Telegraph northbound at Warren. It's also blocking the right turn lane. Now on Warren Avenue westbound at US 23, an accident has one lane blocked. And we also got a stalled vehicle that's blocking the right lane on eastbound 696 just before Greenfield, and that's causing a backup from Southfield. That's your total traffic update. I'm Chris Boyd.
1310 WDTW Motor City Weather.
Today's going to be sunny and 86 degrees. Tonight, clear night sky and 62. Tomorrow, more sunshine and 89. And it's currently 61 degrees outside. This is Anthony with your first shift weather.
Do you have some previous experience in the restaurant industry but want additional opportunities to enhance your skills? The Restaurant Opportunity Center of Michigan, Rock, Michigan, is offering free classes in fine dining, serving, and bartending. You'll learn the order of service every server should know, feed pouring, drink recipes, customer service skills the industry is looking for, and much more. All classes will take place at our restaurant and training center, Colors Detroit, at 311 East Grand River in Detroit, Michigan. Please call 313-962-5020 Monday through Friday from 9:30 a.m. until 6 p.m. to set up your orientation date and learn more about the nation's largest nonprofit restaurant worker organization. We want to help you elevate your skill set and passion for the food service industry and give you every opportunity to achieve everything this industry has for you. Again, call 313-962-5020 and set up your appointment for your orientation date. Rock, Michigan. Your future is waiting for you now.
This is Tanae Ramsey, former director of the City of Detroit Senior Citizens Department. Over the years, I have poured my heart and soul into the many wonderful events that I have hosted. That was to show you how much you were loved and appreciated. From the centenarian luncheons, health fair picnics, senior appreciation days, and visits to your buildings. I have been there with you and for you. Now I am asking you to be there with me in supporting U.S. Congressman Gary Peters in the 14th District. As U.S. Congressman, Gary Peters has stood by President Obama's side to pass the health care bill and to save the auto industry. And Gary Peters will stand by your side when you need him most. So when you get your absentee ballots in the mail, vote Gary Peters for the 14th District. This is Tanae Ramsey. Seniors, I have never led you wrong, and I won't be starting today.
I'm Gary Peters, and I approve this message.
Paid for by Peters for Congress.
Unions work. One of the many advantages of being a worker covered by a union contract is the increased likelihood that you will have guaranteed benefits, including scheduled wage increases, affordable health insurance, a secure pension, and paid time off, than non-union workers. Wouldn't it be nice to have the peace of mind and economic security that comes with a union contract? Find out how a union can work for you. Call the United Food and Commercial Workers at 1-888-485-9671. That's 1-888-485-9671.
First Shift is more than a radio show.
It's a movement.
And it's Facebook fun as well.
Very impressive.
Add a like to the First Shift with Tony Truppiano page today and tell a friend.
I'm friends with Merlin Olsen, too. He's come over.
Interact with other listeners.
Yo, what's up, diggity dog?
Listen to the song of the day.
Great googly moogly.
Vote in the daily poll.
That's how I roll.
And even win prizes by participating in the contest.
You ever have that feeling you were just born for greatness?
First Shift with Tony Truppiano on Facebook. And also follow us
at Tony Truppiano on Twitter.
We want to hear from you.
Interact with First Shift.
Find our First Shift with Tony Truppiano Facebook page.
Tweet us at Tony, T-R-U-P-I-A-N-O. Or call us now. 1-888-552-3595.
Now, back to the show and Tony.
And welcome back. 22 minutes after 8 o'clock. Stephen Henderson is my guest. Always a gift to have him on the show. We have a lot to get to in the remaining time, so I want to turn my attention back to Stephen, welcome him back, and just go to the next name on our list, Bob Ficano. Yesterday, we find out 51 former members of or employees of Wayne County are receiving lifetime health benefits. Stephen, you've got to wonder where this all ends.
Well, I mean, I think this is sort of an example of the kind of extremes that we're seeing that were happening in the county. I mean, every unit of local government in Michigan really has the same issue, which is that, you know, we've made lots of promises to people to take care of them when they get old, that we now can't really generate the kind of money to support. And that's a big statewide issue that I continue to believe is going to need a statewide solution. But here in Wayne County, it's like, in addition to that, you just had sort of foolishness going on in terms of the kinds of things that people were being promised. And people were getting things, you know, not after a lifetime of service, but just after having shown up. And so you've got all these people who now are guaranteed lifetime health benefits at an incredible cost to taxpayers, who don't really meet the sort of idea of retiree. I mean, these are people who are young, who are still working, sometimes go off and get other jobs for more money, but still have access to these kind of benefits. And so it's just, you know, it was sort of kid in a candy store kind of giveaway or grab, and Ficano's taken the hit for this, and I think deservedly so for the ones that he was involved with. But as you point out, this goes back a long time in the county and really speaks to the kind of approach that we had to these things that just didn't make any sense. It truly didn't make sense before, when we did have lots of money and this was a wealthier state. It really just is going to kill us now. I mean, we're not going to be able to sustain this kind of stuff going forward.
Oh, and we can't. I mean, this isn't, we made a commitment. First of all, we go back, and I don't want to get too deeply into this particular story, but it's important for people to understand that this is something leadership, this is an issue leadership solves. We don't have real leadership in the county right now.
No, we don't, and we've got paralyzed leadership in the sense that Ficano is really on the hot seat over a bunch of different things. Seems like every week there's something else that sort of suggests that there are real problems or the way that he's approaching his job. But then you also have the commission, which is no great example of leadership either. I mean, there are some commission members, I think, who are very good, but overall the commission is very weak. And so you just don't have any sort of way to sort of have somebody stand up and say, all right, well, here's the way out of this, and this is what we're going to do. I think you're waiting now for somebody new to step in to try to handle some of that.
Well, I was at the political gathering on Saturday. Two conversations actually came up. One of them is, all right, well, if not Bob Ficano, because it's certainly within Democratic circles pretty much agreed that he will not run for re-election, although I was also told that he has more than $1 million in his bank account.
So if he does, he's got a lot of money.
Yeah, he does have a lot of money. So if he does choose to run, he doesn't need to worry about raising a lot of money. And you and I both know he's not raising any money right now. He's toxic. He's toxic. So
yeah.
No one's going to really be writing this guy a check. Does that mean he doesn't run again? You know, in politics, ego really matters more than logic, unfortunately, Stephen. So yeah, there's a chance that he will run for re-election.
I wouldn't write that off. I think particularly if he decides to stay and not resign, which, you know, lots of people seem to be asking him to do, There's no reason he won't. There's nothing to suggest that he wouldn't run. I mean, if he believes that you know he should be the county executive despite all this stuff, then I think he would you know put that to voters and say, here are the things that I've accomplished, and I think that's not an insignificant list. In Fecano's defense, I think he does have some things to point to that he's done that are pretty important to Wayne County. He'll say, look, this is more important than the sort of specter of impropriety that's been following me around for the last 2 years. So, I don't count him out at all. And I don't count him out of winning. It depends on who runs against him. If there's not a stronger candidate, as you point out, he's sitting on a lot of money. He will win. So, I'm not sure that I buy the idea that he's done yet.
All right, well, maybe this isn't fair. We only have literally 2 minutes left, but the last name on our list today is Crystal Crittenden, who has a growing fan base.
Name that won't go away, right?
Yeah, and she has a growing fan base, as you know. But, it's interesting because now it looks like one of the members of City Council wants to sue to define what her job duties are. This is just getting more bizarre by the day.
Yeah, it is. You've got this person who's now essentially decided she's running the city of Detroit. I've never before seen a lawyer who decides first who her client is, second what her client wants, and then sort of goes out and says, here's what I can do anything I decide that the charter empowers me, or as she says, compels me to do. Of course, every lawyer I've talked to, every judge I've talked to, has said that this is not a reasonable reading of the charter. It's not a reasonable way for a lawyer to act. I continue to believe that this is somebody who's going to face discipline from the Attorney Grievance Commission because of the way that her behavior has affected her client, which is the city of Detroit. She's costing us millions of dollars in added interest because her behavior has caused our credit rating to drop yet again. So it's a bizarre set of circumstances, and you still have to wonder whether all of this just points to the fact that this consent agreement, which has so many moving parts and so many people responsible for it, whether this really is going to work, whether we can get everybody moving in the same direction fast enough to save the city that way.
Well, there's no lack of colorful characters to talk about. In fact, when you sent me the list this morning, I sent a message, the Unholy Trinity at this point.
That's right.
It is never dull around here. And I'm sure next week we'll have, if not the same three names, which is very possible, three others. But we'll have to do that next week. Stephen, as always, appreciate your time. Again, we'll get the blog up on the Facebook page immediately so people can go over and check it out. Thanks for your time this morning, Stephen Henderson.
Thank you. See you next week.
You bet. Let's take a quick break here. Lori Lamran with Planned Parenthood, Mid and South Michigan. When we continue here on First Shift, stay with us.
WDTW Continuous Traffic Watch.
Checking your traffic, let's head over to Dearborn Heights, where an accident has your left lane blocked on Telegraph northbound at Warren. It's also blocking the right turn lane. Now on Warren Avenue westbound at US 23, an accident has one lane blocked. And we also got a stalled vehicle that's blocking the right lane on eastbound 696 just before Greenfield, and that's causing a backup from Southfield. That's your total traffic update. I'm Chris Boyd.
1310 WDTW Motor City Weather.
Today's going to be sunny and 86 degrees. Tonight, clear night sky and 62. Tomorrow, more sunshine and 89. And it's currently 61 degrees outside. This is Anthony with your First Shift Weather.
This is D. Alexander Bullock. Join me and Tony Tripiano on August 25th at 12 noon for the Crusade for America Parent and Youth March. We march for an urban policy. We march for a war on poverty. We march to save democracy. We march to stop gun violence. Get active, get engaged, and get involved. For more information, like us on Facebook at Rainbow Push Detroit and follow us on Twitter at Rainbow Push MI.
Unions work. Did you know that workers covered by a union contract earn more money each year than non-union workers? And that a contract can put more dollars in your pocket each and every week?
A union contract protects your wages, giving your family financial security. Does more money in your pocket sound good? Find out how a union can work for you. Call the United Food and Commercial Workers at 1-888-485-9671. That's 1-888-485-9671.
Washington keeps handing massive bailouts to Wall Street giants and multi-billion-dollar annual subsidies to the likes of Big Oil, which is a nice boost to the bottom lines of the one percenters. But these giveaways do absolutely nothing to perk up America's grassroots economy, which not only is where the rest of us live and work, but also is the only place that can generate real national prosperity. Congress can't seem to grasp a basic law of nature. You can't keep a mighty tree alive, much less expect it to thrive, by only spritzing the fine leaves at its tippy top. The fate of the whole tree depends on nurturing the grassroots. Sadly, America's corporate and political powers today are content to be a bunch of leaf spritzers, blithely oblivious to the dangerous shriveling of the grassroots. To witness the damage they're doing, just look at our nation's desiccated minimum wage. Set at $7.25 an hour 3 years ago, its real value has since been gutted by inflation, reducing the wage's current purchasing power to a sub-poverty level of $6.75 an hour. That's only $14,000 a year for full-time work. Not only would increasing it help these hard-working people make ends meet, but it also would provide a direct jolt of nourishment to our overall economy. It's been shown again and again that every dime of a minimum wage hike is spent by its recipients, circulating upward in our local economies as they increase their purchases of such basics as food, kids' clothing, and health care. This is Jim Hightower saying, this kind of percolate-up economics works for the many, not just the wealthiest few, and that helps, at least minimally, to restore a bit of moral balance to an economy and society now being torn apart by gross inequality. For more information on raising today's poverty wage, go to timeforaraise.org.
To get more of Jim Hightower's populist take on what Wall Street and Washington are up to, visit www.hightowerlowdown.org.
If you missed today's First Shift with Tony Trupiano, or you want to listen to his segment again, visit our podcast page on 1310wdtw.com today.
Tony and the crew are punching back in and looking to hear from you.
1-888-552-3595.
Tell us what's on your mind. Now, here's First Shift and Tony Trupiano.
Welcome back. 35 minutes after 8 o'clock on this First Shift program. Last week, of course, it was 4th of July, so we missed our visit with Planned Parenthood. And before we do our intro, I just want to tell you that the conversation that we're going to have today is probably based on some improper assumptions. So let me just say that up front, and then we're going to define this stuff a little closer after we do our intros. But pay attention to what we have to say today, because I think you can learn a lot. All right, let's do our intro and we'll get going.
Their reach matters.
And in a year where the most basic truths and access to help is as critical as it has ever been.
Many people in the news are talking about a war on women and others are denying it.
First Shift is proud to welcome to our airwaves an organization who continues to be the center of empowerment and honesty.
But certainly any objective look at the kinds of policies, et cetera, that some of the states are putting forward and being endorsed by the Republican candidate certainly would suggest that we don't think women are an important part of society.
And as they continue to provide services that save lives and provide a path to sanity.
First Shift proudly brings you the gift of Planned Parenthood.
And we do. And certainly Lori Lamarand, at least in my life and in my world, has been a gift. Lori, first of all, let me welcome you back and thank you for joining us again today.
Hey, Tony, did you enjoy your holiday?
I did. Maybe a little too much, but yes, I enjoyed my holiday. Let's just say last Thursday was not necessarily a red banner day for me, but
I got it right.
But I had a good time. You know, listen, for the purposes of our discussion today, I want people to know that you do wear multiple hats in the work that you do with Planned Parenthood, and today you're really here in your advocacy role with Planned Parenthood. So I want to make sure that we point out that there is a difference between the different roles you have with Planned Parenthood, and you're here today in the advocacy role, correct?
That's right, Tony. I think as important as our work is day-to-day bringing good health care to women, there's another part of what Planned Parenthood is concerned with, and that is taking a keen attention on what's happening in the legislature and politically, and I also have a role in that as the board chair of our political arm. So that's how we're talking today. I'm the board chair of the political arm today.
All right. Now, let me just set this up. A couple weeks ago, former television journalist Campbell Brown wrote a piece in the New York Times, and it was titled Planned Parenthood's Self-Destructive Behavior. I have some issues with it, Lori Lamron, because I think it makes assumptions that it shouldn't. Do you feel the same way I do about that? Oh, did we lose Lori? I think we did, guys. So let's try to reconnect with Lori, and we'll bring her back as soon as we have her. The piece I'm referring to was in the New York Times on June 23rd. There was also, by the way, do we have her back? Nope, we're going to reconnect with her. Okay. There was also a response to that piece in the Huffington Post just a couple days later by John Atlas that says why Campbell Brown's attack, Planned Parenthood's, the one in the New York Times called Planned Parenthood's Self-Destructive Behavior. And then the response to that in Huffington Post was why Campbell Brown's attacked Planned Parenthood in the Times. And it's important, again, as I was saying, and I believe we do have Lori back now, as I was saying, it's important that we understand that Campbell Brown's piece makes assumptions that I don't necessarily think are accurate. So I'll throw the question again to Lori. Do you believe that Campbell Brown made assumptions that aren't necessarily true?
Well, I think first of all, we were a little disappointed in her integrity as a journalist when she did not aptly reveal that she is married to one of the key advisors to the Romney campaign. So, and you know, that's not to say that she is influenced by that, but it certainly is proper practice for journalists to reveal those sorts of things so that readers can make their own judgment about whether or not they may or may not be influenced by such a thing. But I think the assumption that she's making is that somehow Planned Parenthood isn't playing well with Republicans. And, you know, we take issue with that. Planned Parenthood has never been a strictly partisan group, and we're proud to not be. But in the end, we are, in fact, an issues group. So I think it's just very, very plain that how we manage and deal with our relationships with legislators doesn't have anything to do with the D or the R after their name. It all has to do with whether or not they are prepared and willing to stand and defend the values that Planned Parenthood espouses on behalf of the millions of women and families that we serve. And when they choose not to, then no, we aren't their friends.
All right. Well, and I get that. So let me ask the question in a very direct way, because I don't want people to think that I'm just throwing you softball questions, Lori. But isn't it, you know, we're going to, again, go on what the assumptions are, and people are just assuming that Planned Parenthood's agenda is a Democratic agenda. Is that true?
It's not true. And I think we can look at history to see the numerous good Republicans that we have worked with in the past. And I think it's unfortunate that at this point in our history, our political history specifically, that there is no room in the Republican Party for people to have progressive views around social issues. You know, the platform doesn't allow it, and certainly the party itself, it does not allow folks to run in that situation. Let's look at Governor Romney in specific. If we looked at who Governor Romney was and how he governed things when he was in Massachusetts, we would see that he actually espoused many policies, as we all well know, in terms of health care and other things, that were in lockstep with the sort of values that Planned Parenthood espouses. And certainly that's not the case now, and I think we could find that he can say all he wants, that he's had a change of heart, et cetera, et cetera. I think the truth is that there is no room under the Republican umbrella right now for people who have compassionate views towards social issues.
Well, I'm glad
and I
you
think that's a tragedy.
I do too, and I'm glad you said right now, because if I recall my history properly, you know, Republicans actually used to be quite supportive of Planned Parenthood. And if I really remember my history well, not only George Herbert Walker Bush, but his father, both very prominent Republicans, one became president, were very active with Planned Parenthood. Is that correct?
That's correct. George Herbert Walker Bush's father was on the Planned Parenthood National Board for several years. And, you know, I think the other thing that should be pointed out is that Title X, the federal family planning program that allows low-income women to get family planning services and basic women's health care on a sliding fee scale, was conceived of and done under the Nixon administration and has enjoyed bipartisan support for many years after that. I think our memories are short because we have had a few years now where, you know, the act of being Republican means that you turn away from some folks that need help, and I think that's unfortunate.
Well, it is unfortunate. You know, it's interesting because we seem to have, especially people that are on the sidelines of politics, they always just want something rabid, something bloody, something ugly. And the Republicans seem to be very happy to do that these days. I had a conversation with somebody just Saturday evening, Lori Lamrand, about the importance of compromise, that I really do miss those days where our politicians could find a way to negotiate. Those days are long behind us, and you do, as an advocate for a point of view, you do have a responsibility to naturally gravitate towards those that are going to help you protect the women and men that you serve in a healthcare capacity. Ultimately, you're here to help people.
Well, that's our role, Tony, and I think that's the thing that gets me frustrated is that we are, in fact, an issues group. We are not a partisan group, but we are an issues group. If you're choosing to stand with us, whether you have a D or an R after your name, we're going to support you. And, you know, we have evidence not only in Lansing, but certainly at the federal level, where we have a number of people that are Democrats who are not endorsed by Planned Parenthood, do not stand with Planned Parenthood, and you don't see us giving them any help either. But I think it's interesting that the Democratic Party, at least, has allowed their umbrella to be large enough for those people to fit underneath, and they are, quote-unquote, allowed to run even on that platform. So it's not about partisanship. It's about who is going to stand with us. And you know, I just have to say as often and as carefully as I can that when Mitt Romney talks about defunding Planned Parenthood, people say that it's all about what Planned Parenthood gets in money. I just need to say that we just represent the 3+ million women and families that rely on us for care. So defunding us is about defunding those women. Not standing with our values is about not standing with their values, not taking care of them. That's really what this is. We're just a symbol.
Very quickly, I'm going to ask if I can keep you a little longer today. So if you can stay with us through the break, I'd appreciate it.
Absolutely.
All right. Now, before we get to the break, let me just remind people. It was just a couple short weeks ago where Planned Parenthood traveled to the state capitol just to make a statement and were not allowed to practice their Democratic right to speak. I want to remind people it was the Republicans that didn't allow you to do that. These are my words, Lori, not yours.
Well, I think that we were disappointed in how that hearing went, and you're right. Not only us, but a number of other prominent organizations, the ACLU, the Hospital and Health Services group from Michigan, none of us were allowed to speak. So, and I think that was very telling in terms of what the agenda really is.
No, it was really frustrating. Really frustrating for me because I still believe that we can all be part of that big umbrella group. I do believe that there's room for everybody under that umbrella. I just wish that more people thought like you and I. I'm an advocate as well. I mean, I'm very much an advocate. Lori, we do need to take a quick break here. When we come back, the question's going to be, If this isn't issues-based group, and it is, if they are who Lori says they are, and they are, why is the perception that Planned Parenthood is partisan? I think it's an important question to ask, and I'm sure Lori will have an answer. Let's take a quick break here. Lori Lamrand, again, my guest. She is here in for her advocacy role today with Planned Parenthood. Happy to have her in any role that she'll come on the show. So let's take a break here. We will continue with First Shift right after we do this.
First Shift with Tony Trupiano.
Well, the United States has a huge budget deficit, so taxes are going to have to go up. And I certainly agree they should go up more on the rich than everyone else. That's just justice.
On 1310 WDTW.
Today in the United States, labor is under siege. Unions are being assailed. In states like Wisconsin and Ohio, collective bargaining rights are being stripped away, and so-called right-to-work laws aim to eliminate unions entirely so companies can pay less or outsource jobs completely. As a result, you're being divided, and there's no one place for you to be heard, no one place to speak, no one place to stand together until now. Welcome to UnionCircle.com, an online community created specifically for union members. A place where 40 million active and retired union members, their friends, family, and supporters all across North America can be counted. UnionCircle.com provides a forum for members to interact and build a powerful voice. Union members can share their thoughts and opinions. Union locals can post news and announcements. People who run for public office and who stand with the unions can spread their message and rally union members. Because united we stand, united we vote. You'll also find union-friendly businesses that offer Circle members exclusive discounts, promotions, special offers, rewards, and coupons, all to help support America's workforce. And all UnionCircle.com members can create a call to action to make a real difference in their city, their jobs, and their lives. UnionCircle.com is the online community for anyone who believes in restoring the middle class and that the strength of this nation is in its workers. It's a website just for you. Will UnionCircle.com replace Facebook? Not at all. As a matter of fact, it's tightly integrated with both Facebook and Twitter. But while Facebook and Twitter connect you to family and friends and LinkedIn to professional contacts, UnionCircle.com is specifically designed to connect you with your fellow union members and to keep you plugged into union activity locally and nationally. It is the perfect site for all union members because America's unions have always known that there is power in numbers and strength in unity. Listen. Be heard. Take action. Now is the time. UnionCircle.com is the place. Get in the circle. UnionCircle.com.
I'm Marge Cavill, president of SEIU. When Wall Street greed caused the foreclosure and credit crisis that crippled middle-class families, Gary Peters wrote the most sweeping reform of Wall Street since the Great Depression.
This is Jimmy Settles.
And this is Chuck Hall of the UAW. When the auto industry was near collapse, U.S. Congressman Gary Peters stepped up to work with President Obama to save hundreds of thousands of jobs for our families.
This is Michael Aaron, president of the Michigan Laborers District Council. When the big banks celebrated our tax-funded bailouts with big bonuses for themselves, Gary Peters wrote legislation to force them to give it back.
And this is Al Garrett, president of Ask Me Council 25. All of us fight each day for jobs and collective bargaining rights. Together, we represent nearly 200,000 hard-working families in and around Detroit. And we need Gary Peters on the front line fighting for us in Washington. Vote Gary Peters in the 14th District.
I'm Gary Peters, candidate for Congress, and I approve this message.
Paid for by Peters for Congress.
Got something to tell Tony?
1-888-552-3595.
Let your voice be heard on First Shift with Tony Trupiano.
Now, time to punch back in.
We have 10 minutes left in the show, and we get a little bonus on Lori Lamoram this week, so I appreciate that. Maybe make up for the time we missed last week. Lori, we had asked the question before the break. Why is there this perception that Planned Parenthood is partisan? How would you respond to that?
I think the perception is because as we look at who we have endorsed and work with lately, there are a whole bunch of Democrats in that list, but that's because there have not been Republicans that shared our values and espoused what we hope for on behalf of our patients and the families that we take care of. And that's exactly what the issue is. You know, I'm amazed. People, I know there's lots of young people who weren't around when Governor Milliken, one of our most revered and beloved governors of Michigan, was a strong Republican member and also very, very pro-choice, very pro-family planning, very pro-women's health. He and his wife, Helen, did lots for ensuring that those things happened appropriately for women and families. So, you know, it really is just because we have had a dearth, and there's just been a significant move to the right among Republican members. And I think that that is your answer. It doesn't have anything to do with how Planned Parenthood has moved to be more partisan. It has to do with what the Republican Party is espousing and allowing for their candidates to talk about.
Oh, unfortunately, Lori Lamron, that just happens to be a reality. I mean, that's just a truthful reality. It breaks my heart at some level. I stop and think about what we could accomplish if we all just decided to work together, and not just on this issue, Lori. There are so many others that we could certainly throw out there today, but certainly this one is critical. You know, here we are today, a very Republican Congress will vote to repeal a health care law that the United States Supreme Court just said was constitutional, that will help 33 million Americans get insured. Yet we have people in this country that want to deny them access to health care. This makes no sense, Lori.
Well, I certainly can't help you there with trying to make sense of it, Tony. I think that is certainly from a place of security and knowing that they themselves are well covered for their health care. And, you know, that to not have the ability to understand what basic difference it makes in people's lives, to not have to worry about taking their child to the doctor or attending to their most basic health needs, I just can't get my head around that. So I think that's exactly the issue, is that we do focus on a woman's right to get adequate health care without undue burdensome financial stuff, and we also talk about a woman's right to choose about what she does with a pregnancy. But we really do stand with our progressive friends around all sorts of issues related to health care, and I certainly can't help you make sense of it. Well, I think we have, it feels like we've just abandoned 20-some% of our population.
Absolutely, and I remind people, as we had Darian Howes on the show, with your outreach, community outreach educator, just a few weeks ago, and how important men's health is to Planned Parenthood as well. This is not just a one-sided issue. Lori, thanks for the extra time today. I appreciate it. We just have to get ready to wrap things up for today. I'll look forward to connecting with Planned Parenthood next Wednesday. And in the meantime, have a great week.
You too. Thanks, Tony. Appreciate it.
As always, Lori Lamron, folks, president of Planned Parenthood in Mid-South Michigan. And, of course, today in her role as the head of their advocacy outreach program. Hey, Jeff, do you want to play This Day in History?
You can if you want.
No, you can if you want. I'll give you the luxury of doing that.
This day in history, 1914, Babe Ruth debuted as a Red Sox pitcher in Major League Baseball.
Yeah, for those that have ever seen The Babe, have you ever seen The Babe with John Goodman?
Not the one with the talking pig?
No, not the one with the talking pig. No, it's actually about Babe Ruth. I forgot about that one. That was actually a pretty cute movie. My kids were small then, so yeah, I get it. Anyway, no, it's a great movie. The Babe, the one about Babe Ruth with John Goodman. The scene where he starts pitching is pretty funny. And then there was actually a second one. You want to give me the second one, or you want me? I'll do it. Alexander Hamilton's famous gun duel with
Aaron Burr.
Aaron Burr on this day in 1804, was it?
Yeah, I think so. Yeah. For some reason, the screen screwed up when I wrote it down.
Yeah.
I forgot.
Okay,
so.
Well, we'll say 1804, and if we're wrong, God knows there's a Republican out there that would love to correct me on that. Okay, before we wrap things up here, we are going to go to the phones, and then I want to talk to you a little bit about UnionCircle.com before we get out of here. But let me go to my friend Herb in Northville. Herb, great to hear from you this morning, my friend. What's on your mind?
Morning, Tony. Just a couple quick things about the special election in the 11th District. There are actually a couple of reasons to try to compete in that race for McCowder's term. One would be, and probably the biggest would be, if you win both to complete his term and you're also the winner for next year, when you're sworn in, you automatically have seniority over every other House freshman, which would mean you have a better chance at committee assignments and that sort of thing. So there's that. The other benefit would be, if you're completing McCarter's term, you give the district a voice in the lame duck session.
Oh, there's no. Herb, I don't disagree with any of that. The interesting thing is, as I was talking to a couple Democratic strategists yesterday. They have no clue on the Democratic side who is even considering running. And I don't know if you've heard any names. I know Dr. Taj is absolutely not going to run for McCotter's seat in the special
election.
Well,
I think it might be a mistake.
No, I mean, he released a statement here. I'll tell you when I got it. I got it last night at 9:12 p.m. And I'll read it to you, Herb. It says, from Dr. Taj. It says, while I appreciate the encouragement and enthusiasm shown to me by people throughout the current 11th Congressional District in just the short time since the governor's announcement, I will not be a candidate in the upcoming congressional special election. Instead, I am maintaining my focus on talking to voters throughout Michigan's new 11th Congressional District in an effort to ensure that their views and values are represented for a full term in the next Congress. That's it, Herb. I think we lost him. All right, Herb, thanks for the call. I don't disagree with anything Herb said. There are benefits. There are benefits. We were talking earlier to Stephen Henderson, what would be the benefit? There are all of those. I mean, you know, not to mention name recognition, which I don't believe Herb mentioned. Name recognition matters. Oh, I just hope this doesn't give an advantage to somebody like Nancy Cassese, who does not deserve to serve in any capacity any longer. They don't call her the Queen of Mean just out of convenience. All right, we are just about out of time, so let me just quickly say, if you haven't yet signed up for UnionCircle.com, you need to do it. So just go check it out. We've just run out of time. We will talk about it in greater detail tomorrow, I promise. In the meantime, I want to thank Anthony and Jeff for everything they do. Off the air, Tony at thetonyshow.org. We've got a great show coming your way tomorrow, so you'll want to stay tuned for that. And as always, I ask that you be well.
WDTW, continuous traffic watch.
Let's check your rush hour traffic where we have an accident that has your left lane blocked on 696 westbound at Hoover Road. Also, we got heavy traffic on 696 eastbound between Middle Belt and Franklin. And also, it's stop and go on 696 eastbound between the 96-275 split and Farmington Road. That's your total traffic update. I'm Chris Boyd.
If you missed today's First Shift with Tony Trupiano, or you want to listen to a segment again, visit our podcast page on 1310WDTW.com today.
1310WDTW, Motor City Weather.
Today's going to be sunny and 86 degrees. Tonight, clear night sky and 62. Tomorrow, more sunshine and 89. And it's currently 61 degrees outside. This is Anthony with your First Shift weather.
If you missed today's First Shift with Tony Trupiano, or you want to listen to a segment again, visit our podcast page on 1310WDTW.com.